I'm a freaking idiot. Almost an hour and a half. I came up here Saturday to get some stuff done. Hour and a half to print 20 envelopes.
Why so long? Was it just formatting issues to print right?
I always forget the address, the new address for the foundation.
Okay.
Southwest Securities. They handle all the finances.
Okay.
So every time I get a bunch of checks, I got to go find the address. And I just printed, I was going to print out a bunch of envelopes. Get an envelope template, put it up on my computer, put the address, my return address. I got to print. It's written everywhere but on the envelope. So I go online. Has anybody else ever had problems like this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you have to, some type of print job that is outside the normal 8.5 by 11.
I even stuck normal paper back into the printer, hit print just to see where the image was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't show up on the paper.
Even though maybe in the print preview section it looked good?
Exactly. Yeah. Print preview. Yeah. There it is. Print There's preview. The envelope.
Mm-mm. This is what it's going to look like.
I even moved the tab down that said print on a like 9.5 by 4 one of the long business envelopes.
Okay.
All of that's printer preferences.
Yeah. Look good.
Hit it again. Not a damn thing.
Mm-mm. Print preview's a liar.
I go online. I pull up printing envelopes on a Epson Workforce, whatever the printer is. Got a video. Guy shows how to do it. Says, put the envelopes over on the far right. Face down. What are you laughing at?
I'm relating as you go along.
Okay, I didn't know this was going to be that relatable. I just, at a certain point, I went, I could have handwritten 400 envelopes by now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that where I couldn't, whatever it was, printing whatever, figuring out how to do it, couldn't figure it out. So I went to YouTube to find a how-to video to help.
And Epson, on their customer support, had a bunch of videos printing on envelopes for the Workforce series. Move the envelope over to the far right, put it face down with the little flappy thing on the left.
Okay.
Then they said, move the adjustable guides to keep the envelopes in place. You know, the actual mechanical guides.
Right.
Well, his guides would move independently, so he could move one all the way over to the right to hold the envelopes in place. Got it?
Yep.
When I move my guides, they move together and center everything.
Yeah.
I went, Ern. I'm a grown man. I've owned printers before.
Yes.
I printed big files. Envelope's not that big of a deal.
It shouldn't be. But there you were.
And I forgot how I finally got past it. I went through two printers. One of them's a Brother something. And I screwed up so many times on that, it's jammed. And that doesn't print dick.
Oh, God.
And I forgot how I finally got past the other one. Finally got it to print. I don't know how I did it. No clue what happened.
Mm-hmm. I remember having issues like that, putting together packets years ago, or even high school and college, having to put together some type of project, and I didn't have a good enough printer at home, so I had to go to the Kinko's. And every time you click print, that's money. So you don't have a whole lot of time for trial and error. You want it to be right. But even then, you'll stand there at one copier, and I don't know how
and
that plays.
You're coming out going 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents, yeah. All wrong, 40 cents, 50 cents wrong.
How do I stop this? You can't. 80 cents, 90 cents, still wrong.
Will somebody stop it?
Can't. $1.50, $1.60, still wrong. It's even shooting out pieces of paper that just say nothing but still wrong.
Yeah.
One time I got it right on the fourth try. I invited everyone over to my house for a party.
And the technology is supposed to have gotten so much better. Maybe it has in other ways, but it's still kind of a pain in the ass when you have to have some type of print job.
And I knew I was going to have a problem with it even before I got started, because I asked Alfie Friday. I went, anybody up here know about printing on envelopes? He goes, I don't think so. Well, all right, I've done it before. It's once you get into the groove, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of it started Saturday. I'm stomping around my studio, just screaming at me and myself and the printer. Lean over and stare at the printer and go, "What the f*** wrong with you? Are your heads clogged? Is that what it is?" And after sticking an entire piece of typing paper in there, just to see where the image was coming out, and nothing was on that. What? How? Where is it? Mm. I can see it on the monitor. I swear to God, I almost took a picture of the monitor and emailed to myself so I could print it. Then I realized, well, I'm just going to be printing on normal paper. I'm going to go back to the whole envelope thing again. So that noise. Alfie, can you get one of the engineers to look at the big gray printer in my office, see if they can get that unjammed?
The brother? No problem.
One of the engineers. I don't care which one. I may have permanently screwed that one up because the envelope got jammed in there sideways.
Yeah. Yeah, there was.
So I went and got a pair of needle nose.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm just trying to dig it out of the back. And a piece of plastic came off with one of them. I'm not printing on plastic.
Mm-mm.
What were you going to say?
I had something similar happen to the printer that I print to up here. It said there's a paper jam. Okay. I've cleared out many a paper jams. I can do this. Next thing I know, about 5 minutes later, I've got every possible port, door, plastic covering open. It looks like some sort of mechanical butterfly transformer, and I can't find the jam.
Maybe it's just telling me it can't print right now because there's a bunch of paper having a party.
Yeah.
All right in the middle where you can't see them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's exact. It's literally a paper jam.
Oh!
I'm giving you a double knuckles.
For a paper jam?
One for it being funny. Two, for using literally properly.
Oh.
There's one. Give me another. Two.
Right there. That's how you start the week.
Telling me there's paper inside the printer playing instruments?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's paper jam.
I'm about to come give you a hug.
Just because of literally?
Yes.
Well, you have to at that point. That's one of the few times you use literally is if there's different meanings.
Right.
To a word or phrase.
Or take something that is typically known as an exaggeration and you say it happened literally because if you didn't, otherwise people wouldn't believe you.
And I've even avoided, because of you, using literally. So if you hear me on the air, I'll say, and this house, without exaggeration, was burnt to the dirt.
Nice.
Although literally would have sufficed.
Yeah. Burned to the ground, yes. That's it. That would be an experience. But really, if you say the house burned to the ground.
Because a lot of times people go, I burned to the ground. Well, there were still walls and whatever.
Well, you're just being a.
Well, that's when you have to use, if it burnt to the dirt.
Yeah.
Then you can use literally.
Yeah. I choose to believe you in what you say. If you say the house burnt to the dirt, I'm going to believe you. Nowadays, though, if you say it literally burnt to the dirt, I'm going to think you're up to no good and you don't know what it means and there's a whole house left.
I've got a new one.
Oh, no.
That I have a peeve with now. It was an infomercial. I don't know what it was about. Guy starts out, I have spent the last 10 years of my life studying blah, blah, blah. Why didn't you just say the last 10 years? Unless you have the ability to use somebody else's life. Obviously, it's the last 10 years of your life. Who the f*** else would it be? What does that mean? The last 10 years of my life.
That's actually a really good point.
You hear people use that all the time. And nobody ever stops and go, what else could you utilize as far as spending time other than your life?
Yeah.
You dip.
Yeah, unless you found that hole into John Malkovich's brain, I think it all is your life.
So again, what does that mean? Where did that come from?
I don't know. I
know it doesn't really stand out. Just sometimes I'll be watching television and I go, well, that's ignorance.
Yeah, it's pointless exaggeration. I've spent 20 years doing cocaine. Okay, well, he sounds believable. But if you throw in the 20 years of my life, I don't know, maybe it's more emotional or something. I don't know.
Or it shows your commitment or how big of a waste. I've spent 10 years of my life studying this. That's my commitment. Well, I mean, no, your life. Unless you just popped up 3 years ago and you borrowed 7 from somebody else. So I'm going to have to buy a new printer. I think I'm going to get one that prints photos. Really good photos.
Any particular reason?
I like to print photos from time to time. Okay. And the Epson that I've got is supposed to print photos. But when you stick the photo paper in there, it always, the paper decides it's time to party.
It's jam session.
I have tried. I even bought paper specifically for Epson. Stick it in there. Jams every damn time. I even kind of roll it up a little bit, thinking, all right, just give it a little curve so as it's going through all the drums.
That's actually a really good idea.
No, it still doesn't work.
No, that sucks.
Forgot what else I saw over the weekend.
I was just surprised at you that you still print photos because I hardly ever see that anymore. Anytime I go into a CVS where people actually walk up, hey, I have a print job. The guy behind the counter looks at him like, you do?
What else would I do with photos?
Everything's digital.
Well, I don't have digital walls at home.
Buddy, I know, but there are digital frames, and it seems like I don't.
Or if listeners want pictures or something, you're right, I could send them a file. Yeah, I still like to print stuff. I'm sure Alfie does.
Constantly.
Thank you.
Well, it makes sense that he does. He's a photographer. I'm just saying, I hardly ever see people actually printing photos. Most of it's, oh, quick, put this on Facebook and tag me.
Sometimes I like to print photos and put them on a wall.
That's a good idea.
You can't just walk around with your phone all the time going, hey, look at this. That's another thing that's irritating as hey, look at this on my phone. I don't want to. Well, look, it's just this video that I found. I've probably already seen it.
I don't know. Have you seen the two kittens doing the heads back and forth?
Yes.
To the Turn Down for What song?
And you can't tell anybody no. I haven't seen it. I don't care.
You're curious.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
What?
You want to know.
I hate it when somebody walks up, no matter how many times you tell them, what's it called?
Two kittens turned down for what? See if that works.
Kids bobbing their heads in sync.
Yeah, it's kittens.
Funny. Bobbing cats.
Yeah, just type in two kittens turned down for what? You cannot miss it.
Are they on a red carpet?
Yeah, it was kind of like a little plaid thing.
That's what I got.
Let me see.
Is he down there in the corner?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm waiting for this Toyota ad.
It's a good car.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Is it the Camry?
I don't know.
Tundra?
Can I play this on the air?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I'm watching to see if this is looped because it's two cats, little gray one, little black and white one. Tight shot on both cats. I'm going to guess the TV or something's in the foreground. You can't tell. Is this another viral video?
Oh, yeah. This is 5.5 million hits.
All right, I don't see an edit so far.
Then you're actually listening to a different version. That's a different song.
Yeah. Is it important?
Well, I think it adds to it.
I don't even know what turned out.
There you go. See?
All right, do they do that in the video? I mean, the rappers?
I've never seen the actual rap video. I've only seen
the cats are doing their heads like.
Yeah, this is a big song.
Yeah. Right now. Lil Jon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see any edits.
You can skip ahead a little bit.
It's hard. First of all, the camera's locked down, so that's a clue for edits to where they just kind of reverse forward. Mm-hmm. But there are a bunch of different stuff.
Plus, when you skip ahead, you'll watch the black cat in the front. He'll actually start to lie down a little bit.
Well, the first part of it could have had a bunch of...
Yeah.
Okay, somebody's doing something with their hands in the air.
I assume they're following a laser pointer. See? 5.5 million hits.
You know what? Something I didn't notice in the background. You can barely see it as a TV set playing. So okay. There would be no edits. And they're just sitting there content.
Yeah, they're ecstatic. They are loving life.
This is the best cat disco I've ever been to.
I told you were curious.
And somebody had that on their phone and walked up and showed it to me. Rephrasing.
Uh-huh.
Had somebody walked up and showed me that on their phone, I probably would just taken a in their ear.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I finally watched the end of A Million Ways to Die in the West.
And?
The hat.
Yeah, we're Doogie Howser's crapping in a hat.
Woo, man. That is not the section of a film to watch when you're trying to do cardio at the gym. I'm pedaling on that elliptical. I'm going, trying not to vomit.
Yeah, somebody slipped him diarrhea medicine and right before his big Doogie Howser shootout against Seth MacFarlane in the middle of the street. That's when it hits him. And he craps in his own, I guess in his, no, he no, craps he, some other guy's hat, craps in that, and then looks at the guy standing next to him because he realizes, I still got a bunch of crap in here. Mm-hmm. And he reaches for the guy's hat and the guy slaps Doogie's hand.
Like four times.
Yeah, he goes. No emotion.
And then he kicks the hat over after he's finally done.
And what did I tell you, it looked exactly like
chili.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm glad I hadn't had breakfast yet because if I had, I think I don't know why. Sometimes that, you know, it's the poo that gets me.
So now you've seen the whole movie, like it or not.
I like it. And I'm not going to lie, the part where the guy's slapping Doogie's hand like four times kind of pushed me over.
What about the scene where the Seth MacFarlane is hiding in the sheep and it pees in his face?
That was strong. Especially the look on his face. You see it just start to protrude slightly, and then it cuts back to Seth's face, and he knows it's going to happen.
And Seth can't jump up because he got guys with a bunch of guns looking for him, so he's hiding in the middle of all of his sheep laying on his back.
So he's got to take it.
And he looks between the sheep's legs. And he goes, oh, no. And it's a hard stream. And, of course, his mouth's got to come open.
Because otherwise you're being urine boarded.
My favorite scene is the one that you don't see. Sarah Silverman, who plays a prostitute, is upstairs. Cowboy screwing the hell out of her.
And then the one that I saw today was... her boyfriend, played by Giovanni Ribisi, they're sitting at the saloon, and he's trying to convince her, we need to have sex, because they've never had sex.
She won't have sex with him because they're not married yet.
And she's still trying to tell him, no, honey, I really think we should wait. Quit talking about sex. Meanwhile, the cowboy on the stairs, he shouts out.
Hey, I forget what he said. Get the up here?
No, he's like, he says your name and let's F.
Oh. Hey, get up here and let I'm sorry, honey, I gotta go.
Up the stairs she goes.
You like it, when it, you don't, yeah. I do. It's really terrific.
Oh, man.
And then Sarah Silverman's on the way out the saloon with her boyfriend. The bartender goes, oh, by the way, blah, 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 wants to meet up this afternoon. What did he want? Anal, I think. Anal, honey. She's talking to her boyfriend now. That means we can get the new pair of... pants you wanted.
Yeah. He's so excited.
Well, that's great. You know, what time should I have her back? Yeah, this is not really something to make an appointment for. Just whenever he decides he wants to stick his in a hole.
Okay, so 5:30.
Yeah. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:36, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Jim Miller. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to 75. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Knox Henderson. The two right lanes there are blocked by some debris in the roadway. That has traffic backed up back from Walnut Hill. And southbound 75, right at Walnut Hill, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from the I-5. So pretty much you're backed up back from Knox Henderson all the way back to the I-5. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Brought to you by DFW International Airport.
Start it again. I didn't have your mic on.
All right. Eagle weather brought to you by DFW International Airport.
This will be easier for me when I edit the show for Don FM.
Got
you. Ready?
Let's go. Eagle weather brought to you by DFW International Airport. Clear skies tonight, 77 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 98 for the high. It's 95 right now. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I can't buy a printer. Why?
Because it's almost your birthday, and we can't have you going out and buying things for yourself. It's hard enough to shop for
you. I need a printer. I need a printer now. Plus, if I don't buy a printer, I'm just going to assume I'm getting one for my birthday, and I don't want a printer for my birthday.
All I'm saying is you cannot buy anything for yourself between now.
I need a printer.
There are printers up here you can use.
Let me buy a printer. I can't buy a printer because you want to buy me one?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it's within the realm of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to shop for you.
Why?
Really?
I never have a problem with it. In fact, anything I ever get from me is always perfect.
Exactly. Which doesn't mean that we can't try.
Why do you guys have problems with it?
Because anything you ever want, you always just go ahead and buy for yourself. And so usually,
that's the purpose of having a job.
I know, but at the same time, when some of us may come up with an idea for your birthday because we may have heard you mention something in passing, and then a couple days later, you won't come into work. Look what I got, the thing we had an idea about. So you are not allowed to buy anything for yourself.
I'm buying a printer. I'm not going a month without one. You're not going to get me a printer for my birthday anyway.
You don't know that.
I don't want it.
All right, fine. Get a printer. But that's it. Nothing after that. Between now and October 5th, other than that stupid printer, you are not allowed to buy anything for yourself.
I can't even buy anything after I get all my gifts? Well, I got to wait till the 5th.
Just in case.
Do you guys always hate when I get for you, for birthdays, whatever?
Especially when it gets closer to your birthday.
Do you hate things I buy for you?
No, we love the things that you buy
for us. So why is it I can shop for you and you can't shop for me?
It's different because we're trying to get you something for your
birthday. Well, that's what I try and do when I buy you guys gifts.
But then you also end up buying something for the same thing for yourself, like the iPads, which were great and we loved them.
So? But I still bought something you liked.
Yes.
So why is it I can shop for you but you can't shop for me?
Because we want to buy you something special. Like something that you don't
have. Well,
you
always say it's hard. I've never really understood that. Oh, it's hard buying for you.
Because
really? With a plethora of items, products, clothes, anything on the planet, and it's hard buying for anybody? There's got to be something that everybody likes.
Maybe, but we like to make it a little more personal as opposed to just going to an electronics store and going, that looks shiny and there's cords and stuff. Buy that for him. And the other
problem. Why all of a sudden the moment of clarity? Anytime in the past, I just get like 9-10 bottles of whiskey and that's it. With a card from one of you that's everybody.
Oh, my God. We are not that tight.
Really?
When you really
somebody's having a birthday, and instead of getting different cards, all different people, I'm going to cuss again. Bunch of tight-ass mother Everybody in sales can't get me their own cards, can't take the time and travel. Can't run over to CVS or Walgreens and get a card on their own. They put somebody in charge of buying one, and they all sign it. Because nobody can make that. You tight-ass mother Really? It didn't dawn on me how cheap that is till just now. Bunch of bags.
I can't speak for people in sales. All I know is for us, it makes sense because it's
Here's a bottle of whiskey. It's from all of us in sales. Each.
It's one that's been sitting down there for months.
Yeah.
That they got for trade.
And they wrap it up like, I don't know they got it for trade. We thought you'd enjoy this. I did. The first shipment that we got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you're saying what, Dan?
I'm just saying, help us help you. And stay out of any place that you might be tempted to buy something for yourself. No electronic stores. No toy stores. No liquor stores. No clothing stores. Not Fry's. Not Best Buy. Not Star Power. Curtis Mathis, Apple Store, Office Depot, Home Depot, Tiger Direct, Target, Garden Ridge, where I know you like to spit, Walmart, Micro Center, Radio Shack, nowhere.
Curtis Mathis.
Can I go to Kroger?
Grocery aisles only. Nowhere.
Regular Kroger, not flagship.
Mm-mm. And no online.
It's about to acquiesce and go, okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, he usually doesn't have the patience for online anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Normally I buy something I want right now.
But you'll research stuff online. And that's what tempts you to go buy something. So don't even look at products online.
Here's the thing. First of all, if I buy anything, I don't have to tell you guys what I got.
Oh, I'm going to have listeners looking out for you. And they will
you
take photos.
You think listeners notice me everywhere I go?
Just about, yes. I usually get...
And so whenever, you're going to have them take pictures and do what?
I'm going to have them take photos of you. If you're at Fry's or any of those other places I listed, or any other place that I forgot to list, King of Loopholes, they will take a photo and they will send it to one of us.
You can't keep me from going to... I didn't... What's my incentive?
You'll get a nice birthday gift.
Well, I can get something nice now.
Or you can wait a month.
Yeah, I like to wait. I think we've talked about that.
See, and this is the problem. See, you complain about getting bad birthday gifts, but when you buy everything yourself...
I've never complained about bad birthday gifts.
You mean,
not from you guys.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, other than 2 minutes ago.
What did I complain about 2 minutes ago?
Sales gifts.
Oh, tight-ass mother...
Sorry, I brought that back up.
You really focus on that. Nobody else in the sales department... The one show that they really pay their bills with, it's not ego, it's just, this is...
You're going on fact.
That's all it is. And every one of them knows that they have a client running on this show. And for our birthdays, you can't individually, especially if it's a client that really doesn't need any maintenance. But you still keep getting commission. It's not just a one-time thing. You get commission every time that client renews.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like Rodney Anderson, they don't have to do anything. In fact, I'm the one that's got to suffer through talking to him. Who's got Rodney? Is it Lo?
Yes.
Actually, she does get me a card on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And individual gift. But the other ones, they don't have to do anything, like D&M. I don't get anything from the AE from them. Well, Sunday.
Sorry. Man, that was some serious feeling.
I just assume because the phones aren't ringing, the delay's working.
Yeah. I mean, I knew
it's been a big day for a video stream.
Yeah.
Since that's pre-delay. What is it, Dan?
I knew it was coming. I could see it in your eyes, but it still got me. Ooh.
That's a... And then every year... Oh, by the way, what I bleeped out was, you can't give me a card, f*** you. Then every year, our anniversary comes around. Instead of having maybe just a cake, hey, congratulations on another year. Thanks for saving us. Thanks for helping us continue to broadcast in English. First year, our anniversary, they acknowledged it.
Yes.
After that, it just kind of faded off. birthdays, hit or miss. I'm going to guess they almost forget you guys all the time.
Yeah.
Unless we, well, we always make a deal about it on the air, so I'm guessing sometimes after the show.
They'll kind of scramble as they hear it or they hear about it. And Golden will realize, she'll try to rally all the salespeople, like, hey, you better do something.
And then they'll go, somebody in sales will go rummaging through the prize closet. Okay, what do we got that we can give to Dan right now? Okay, box that up. He's probably got a Sega CD player. Here you go, Dan. Here's Madden 87.
Wow, that's really something. I mean, you could have gotten me the new one, but no. You.
Ah, this is brand new. Still in the wrapper. We even got you the cartridge in case you didn't have the Sega CD. Where are we off to with this?
You're not allowed to buy anything between now and your birthday. And technically, the next day.
I will if I choose. Especially if I see something that catches my fancy.
Fine.
Because my
birthday.
Fancy don't wait. You don't know what I'm going to buy.
I will. When someone snaps a
Why
photo
don't
of you
guys
and
give
sends
me
it to me. You really think you're going to make a nice purchase and no one's going
to
notice?
I haven't even promised not to go or stay out of those places just to make your life easier. You realize what you just asked me to do? Can you please make our lives easier?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
We're trying something different this year.
Okay, if you're making an effort, I won't go.
That's all I ask.
But if on my birthday, I get a bunch of cans of Skol and whiskey, we're going to visit. Because I'm not staying out of electronics stores and whatever else you had on that list. Just end up with the obligatory birthday present. Here's whiskey and Skol. You're welcome. Here's Madden 88.
You got the one year newer.
Well, I got you Madden 88, so you wouldn't think I was re-gifting the 87 that sales gave me.
But yeah, electronics stores, toy stores, no. Clothing stores, no. Liquor stores, no. But then again, Alpha usually buys your liquor, so I'm not too worried about that.
Well, we didn't even have to do that because we get enough from Jim Beam.
That's right.
Well, so I can buy things of necessity, not something...
Of necessity.
Not something of entertainment, or I can't buy anything that I would enjoy between now and October 4th. Fifth.
Yeah. Nothing that you would enjoy, as well as nothing that would make your life easier.
Like you're just laying it down now. Screw
you,
it.
Yeah. Anything you buy between now and the day after your birthday, you cannot enjoy it, and it cannot make your life easier or better in any fashion.
I don't know if I can go cold turkey like that, man.
It's just for a month.
It's a month.
I know it is, but how often do you really buy stuff?
Maybe once a week. Big thing will be just buying a new Blu-ray.
Then there you go. Don't worry about that. We'll have you covered.
Well, I don't want Blu-ray movies.
I didn't say you're going to get Blu-ray
movies.
Well,
stop telling me you buy everything if you know you're not going to get it for me.
I didn't say I wasn't.
What are some ideas you guys are kicking around as far as...
I'm not giving you any hints. Because what's going to happen is, and we all know, Alpha, you're shaking your head. What's going to happen?
We're going to give you ideas, and you're going to immediately go out and purchase every single one of them.
Exactly.
I guess.
And then, yes.
Well, it's going through all the different possibilities. Okay, this could be some type of reverse psychology, and we're going to throw these out. That way he'll go buy all those things for himself, and then we can still get him what we really want. Then he ends up with all the that he bought. How about I just have Gina, my housekeeper chick, just shop for me for the next month?
That is fine as long as she adheres to the rules that we have set forward.
Well, I'm not going to send her out to Best Buy. If I see something, I want to go play with it in store before I buy it. That's why I'm not big on online.
Okay. Cannot enjoy it. Cannot make your life easier or better in any fashion.
Okay.
Quit it. Quit thinking of ways around it. Just let it be.
The only thing's going inside right now. Loophole, 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 loophole.
I don't need a loophole. trying to think of something I know that absolutely you guys would never get for me that I could go ahead and get. Because I understand you guys don't have unlimited resources, so. And it doesn't, you don't have to buy anything. It could be maybe a card you made yourself.
Really?
I've made people things for their birthdays.
So if all we got you, let's say it was somehow a 3-page card, a page that I had, Chloe gets a page, Alfie gets a page.
You guys all handmade it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it cost us nothing. You would want that?
I would cherish it.
But?
I would cherish it. It would be a great memento of your last day.
That's my boy.
Look at this great macaroni art card that Chloe made me right before he got fired.
The Russ Martin Show. Right. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
404. This is KEGL. Damn it, I just hung up on him. Yeah, you're gone. All right, I'm not going to edit this up in post. I'll just wait. You ready to go?
Ready.
All right. Take two in 3, 2. 404. This is... This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Jim Miller. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back to 75. Southbound 75 at Knox Henderson in Dallas. The two right lanes there are blocked still by debris. Right now traffic is backed up back from Walnut Hill. Southbound 75 at Walnut Hill in Dallas. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. That one has traffic backed up back from the High 5. So if you're headed south on 75, expect delay from 635 all the way to Knox Henderson. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone numbers 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the low, then sunny tomorrow, 98 for the high. Right now, 96, but 97.1 the Eagle.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
That was during the break. I walked into the studio that Alfie's in. He said, you know, for a bit over the next month, every week, you can buy all three of us something really nice. That way, when your birthday rolls around, whatever you get, it's got to be really cool. Okay. What exactly is this going to cost me?
Wow.
Little bitch is working me during commercial breaks.
That is bold.
I didn't actually want you to do it. Even if you did, I wouldn't take it.
Yes, you would.
No. Because
if I left it on my desk unattended, you would take it.
Not from us. I don't know.
All right.
But no, because if you actually did that, then the expectation to get you an amazing gift would be through the roof. It'd be.
So what would this cost me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to do it.
So now you're using reverse psychology on the man.
Nothing really works with me because I don't get it.
That's fine, too.
Got to understand the concept first.
That's great. You should buy all of us really nice stuff over the next 3 weeks.
Man, this be the greatest bit ever. You get this huge gift. You know you'll have to on your birthday. And it's going to cost me exactly how much over the next month?
I don't know, like $20,000?
How exactly would I be able to go out and spend that 20 grand if I've been forbidden to go to any store that sells anything?
Right.
I'm going to guess Alfie printed this story out for you, Danny. Just came in and laid it on the counter.
Yeah, I've got one pulled up as well. The Dallas Cowboys plan to bring Michael Sam to Dallas for a physical on Wednesday.
Didn't he just get dropped or
cut?
Yeah, from
St. Louis? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he was cut by St. Louis. No one picked him up on waivers. That meant he was eligible to be placed on St. Louis's practice squad. They elected not to put him on their 10-man squad.
And that's all that happened over the weekend?
Yeah. The final NFL cuts happened on Saturday. That's when the teams had to cut down to 53.
And the Cowboys immediately picked him up?
Not immediately, no. This is still a pending thing. If he passes the physical...
Well, immediately with me is like within a week or so.
In that case, yes.
Because they made this announcement today?
It's not even an official announcement. This is according to a source as being reported by Adam Schefter from ESPN.
Isn't Michael Sam pissed off at ESPN? Somebody is.
There are some that are less than pleased with ESPN, the way they've handled his quote-unquote situation. Not the least of which you have this
whole locker room showering thing.
Yeah, which that happened last week with that idiot reporter story. Then we have this as well. There was someone whose name, here we go. No other team claimed Sam on waivers over the weekend. Now he's a free agent who can sign with any practice squad, as we just talked about him probably going to sign with Dallas. But that hasn't happened yet, according to this story. It's a little old. And Buffalo Bills center Eric Wood thinks he has an idea about why that is. After Ross Tucker, who works for NBC Sports Network, wondered on Twitter why Sam has not been signed to a practice squad despite a solid performance in the preseason, Wood pointed to ESPN and simply said, blame ESPN for that. Teams don't want the distraction.
What's a distraction? After a while, it's going to get old, regardless of what the distraction is. The novelty of a gay player in the NFL. You've always had gay players.
Right.
This guy just admitted it.
Exactly. And so...
So the novelty will wear off. It's not going to be that big of a distraction. If he was playing well enough, they would have kept him.
And there is... Yeah, absolutely. However, it's... Just because he wasn't playing well enough for that team doesn't mean another team doesn't think that, hey, and the Cowboys are perfect because they need all the help they can get right now. And if one team's marginal player could be their star, the way things are going.
And the distractions couldn't have been that great if the Cowboys picked him up within a couple of days. Or... Rumored.
Therein also lies the Jerry factor, where this is something that would be attention getting. It would be and is groundbreaking. I mean, St. Louis got the first part when they drafted the first openly gay player. But
so
this
is this going to be like some badge of courage for every team that takes him? Look, we got us a homo.
Well, not now, because the Cowboys are going to do it.
I think they're still taking a gay player if it's so forbidden in the NFL, still shows the rest of the league, look, this really is no huge issue. We want him because we think he would work with our team.
And that's
we don't give a flying F what he sticks in his mouth off the field.
Okay, barring the last little bit you just said, that's what the Cowboys will say. We say we don't care about whatever. We're focused on the fact that we think he can help us be a better football team. Now, somewhere in a room, though, I guarantee you Jerry's going to smile, and at some point... When his life story is talked about, if Michael Sam wears a Cowboys uniform in that stadium, that's history-making, and Jerry wants that history-making situation to have a star on the side of its helmet.
Certainly would look good as far as Dallas Cowboys go.
That's right. Because
he's coming from... The only thing that would make this better is if he had to come from Kansas City.
Oh, my God.
You get it?
Yeah.
That's dancing around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'd say it as a situation. You've already, I don't know what you call it, broken the gay glass ceiling or whatever as far as got an admitted gay in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that barrier's now been, the door's been open.
Yeah.
No pun. So from this point forward, it shouldn't really be news.
It shouldn't be, and that's where you have the ESPN problem is. It shouldn't be a distraction, but it was last week for the Rams when...
Let's go in there and talk to the St. Louis players and see how he showers.
Exactly.
What he does he go looking around like he's shopping?
Yeah.
What was the whole intent of the story?
I don't know.
Were you just looking for... I think they were looking for a player that went, man, I don't know, it makes me real uncomfortable. That's the only thing I could think, because obviously they're trying to make it salacious.
That's exactly what they were trying to do, in my opinion. They were trying to make it sound that way, make it seem that way. That way they had something, they get more hits on the website, they get more attention from other outlets saying, oh, the media ESPN report says this.
Yeah, but you went around looking for a homophobe. which means you were trying to make a story out of him being gay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you as bad as they didn't. Obviously, they didn't find anybody, but let's say they had found one. Homophobe. I don't like it. I want him walking around looking at all my business. Kind of slobbered around like a kind of dogs.
Mastiff.
Like one of them mastiff things.
Turner and Hooch dog.
One of them. Slobbering. That I got one of those. Now I forgot what point I was trying to make. You're as bad as anybody that you would have found that's homophobic.
There you go.
Because ESPN is.
Yeah, because they're trying to concoct a story as opposed to simply reporting on one. Because, yeah, you go into a locker room, you'll find a homophobe. It's not hard. You probably find multiple. But that's really not. Now, if the difference is them concocting this story about his shower stuff versus Michael Sam got into a fight with a teammate in the showers over his homosexuality, then you report that is newsworthy. That makes sense.
Yeah, if the gay issue had already arisen before you got there, then that's the story that you're doing.
Right.
But if you're walking around asking about, what are his shower habits? You ask that for anybody else? Why would you ask about this guy? Unless you're just trying to get somebody wound up about a sexual preference. Even if I didn't have an issue about showering naked with men, which I do. I didn't like it in gym class when I was in school. No. I don't like it now.
Nope.
If somebody was gay, I don't think, let's say for whatever reason we had general showers up here, and I'm in there taking a shower, and Jagger's in there as well. I'm not going to feel uncomfortable because I know he's got better taste than that. He's not going to look at me and my junk.
Man, I'm in a real hard spot here.
Why? You think he doesn't have better taste than to look at me?
Here's the problem.
I think he's got higher standards. Okay, obviously you know something I don't.
Well, the problem is, if I agree with you, then you take issue with the fact that you think that I don't think you're good looking.
I wasn't really planning on bringing you into this story, but thanks for always making it about you.
Really?
Damn.
Questions?
You but should think- I can't even think of those terms because I am not running around naked in front of anybody. Unless it's somebody I've been dating for a while and it's in my house. I'm not naked anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best analogy I can throw out. I'm like, if I was comfortable with showering in public and so I knew somebody in there was gay, I'm not going to be uncomfortable because I know they're into hotter guys.
Not necessarily.
It's too late to say that. But I can see how you're trying to work you back into it.
No. I'm leaving me aside.
Chloe, you're going to eat your own. Okay, so when for sure will we have Michael Sam?
Pending the physical, he's supposed to visit Wednesday for the physical. My guess is they'll probably make an announcement, I'll say Thursday. He comes in with...
I'm going to go in and get that physical four times.
Stop it.
Maybe he likes to cough. Why'd they have to come in for a physical? Didn't he just take one with St. Louis? Isn't there any type of reciprocity?
Well, the idea is you have your team doctors make their own evaluations. And it's happened in the past where if you had a physical in St. Louis and they cut you, maybe the team doctor in Dallas finds something that St. Louis missed. And
has it happened?
Yeah.
I
couldn't give you who, but I mean, okay. It's happened.
But there have been times where one doctor missed something.
Exactly. Okay. And okay. It's kind of like getting a second opinion.
Okay.
So it just makes sense. But this is a guy, in addition to the attention it will garner, he's actually a good fit for the Cowboys as far as defensively. They need the help, and he fits the scheme.
What is the new scheme?
Well, I think this is their second year where they've moved back to the 4-3 defense.
That not work for him in the past?
Well, it did, but when Bill Parcells came in, when the team wasn't very good, he wanted to switch over to the 3-4 because that's the defense that he's always used. So then it changes your philosophy and some of the players that you draft. And then when you switch back over from the 3-4 back over to the 4-3, there's different types of players you need for different positions, and you have to weed those guys out and bring in new ones.
Wow. And this is big news.
It's big news.
I'm glad we were on the cusp of it and wasted 22 minutes talking about it. Alfie, get rid of the guy on line one. Yeah, I ran across the tollway naked. Big deal. I didn't want to. I was paying off a bet.
And that's not as intimate as walking into a shower.
Yeah, and I just didn't walk out onto the tollway and just stand there naked.
Yeah.
Somebody come get me.
And you want some.
Huh? And put your leg up to wash your undercarriage.
I can't. That was amazing how many people showed up that morning. I think I said if the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup, I would run across the tollway naked. Right here, North Dallas off of whatever street that is, Alpha Spring Valley, whatever. And we were plugging it all in. Chloe was here that morning.
Oh, yeah. There was hundreds of people lined up right on the outside against the fence, everything.
Just getting up against. I think the biggest the draw was the fact that Valerie said she'd do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And there were hundreds of cars and hundreds more people lined up across the side of the tollway watching. Limo George brought out three limos, and we blocked all three lanes as we're coming south on the tollway. All three limos gradually slow down, slow down, slow down. Complete stop. Get out, run naked for a couple of seconds. Back in the car, I'm screaming, go! And then we're flying south on the tollway. It just felt like the aftermath of the Kennedy assassination.
God.
Because you got all these limos flying down the tollway. And there were some Farmers Branch cops on the service road.
Mm-hmm.
I went, yeah, we probably shouldn't go back to the station just yet.
Nope.
So we waited till everything cleared. Because the Farmers Branch guys couldn't come get us on the tollway. Different authority.
Yep.
There were no troopers around.
And Valerie cheated, didn't she?
She put bumper stickers over her nipples.
Yeah.
Useless.
That seems a little harsh.
But it's not naked. Had she covered up her cans with her hands, then it's still naked.
That's difficult.
I covered up my junk with my hands.
Yeah, but you only had one area to cover. She would have had three.
I haven't asked, you know.
But obviously, you guys were just letting that hang.
No.
Oh, you were. Oh, so you...
I covered up both sides.
Oh.
But I'm still using my hands.
I think that seems... Let the ass hang out. No one cares about a butt.
Well, then I guess I have to do it again if I let them down. 15 years later, it's time to go.
Yeah, you don't want to do that today.
What does that mean?
No, not like that. No, because man. Everyone's got video.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, you could do it, and everyone would just be like, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe what I saw today. And people had to take your word for it. Today, people are like, look what I saw. It's two kittens doing the Turn Down for What song.
He ran naked on the tollway? Did you get video? Did you post it on the Thrifty Nickel?
God, if you did it today and pre-talked about it.
Oh, huh.
Oh, jeez.
You're right, even though it was before smartphones, because it was 99. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
You'd have every angle. You'd have drones in the air.
Oh, yeah. Drones. I didn't even thought about that.
Well, but if I look good, it'd be all right.
Hey, if you look good, I can go after it.
I can still cover up my business with my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only a decent exposure if your thing's loaded. You know, if it's...
Oh, strong? No, I think it counts.
It's hard sticking out.
No, I think it's...
Wait, looks like he's doing I Got Your Nose between his legs.
It's a new version of the game we haven't seen before.
He's trying to cover it up, but something's shooting through his fingers. You want to go here?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
435, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's start off in Dallas. Let's start eastbound 635 right at Kingsley. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Royal Miller. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 right at Knox Henderson. The right lane is blocked by a debris. That combined with an earlier accident has traffic backed up all the way back from the High 5. Moving into Allen, southbound 75 right at Ridgemont. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from McDermott. In Carrollton, northbound of the bush between Sandy Lake and I-35. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is backed up back from 635. And finally, in Irving, westbound 183 right at Story Road. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight we have clear skies in store with an overnight low of 77. Tomorrow sunny and 98 for the high. Right now 95 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Guy on line one is calling about the tollway incident. You running naked across the tollway?
Bitch, I know what I did. Yes, John.
Hey, boss.
Yep.
I just want to tell you that little stunt you pulled over there on the tollway, that one cost me about $75 and probably 30 or 40 other people that I know of.
Where did you guys park?
You know, that's so long ago, I don't remember. It's on the side of the road. It's on the median. And I was pulling up there, and the cops were already there. And as I pulled up, the cops got his finger, you know, he's pointing me, keep going, shaking his head, no. So I went about, I don't know, 100 yards past him.
But you were in our parking lot, right?
Pardon me?
You were in our parking lot. You weren't parked, were you on the other side? Were you on the,
east?
Yeah, were you east of the tollway?
Across
the street from the station?
No, it was on the west side.
So you were in our parking lot?
No, I wasn't in the parking lot, no.
Well, if it was in our parking lot, they can't. I don't think they can write you a ticket, and you certainly can't park on the shoulder on the tollway. And yeah, if you did, the Farmers Branch can't write you that ticket. I go back and fight it.
Yeah, a little late for that one, but I pulled off the side of the road, like I said, and there was a cop that was standing there trying to signal me to keep going, and I went, like I said, about 100 yards past him and pulled over. And after y'all did your deal, I went back there, and as I got in my truck, I saw the ticket on the windshield, and I started looking around me and said, all of us got it. So,
that could be why Farmers Branch didn't give us any grief. Oh, this big payday today. What? How old are you now?
Me? I'm 55.
So you were 40 when this happened?
Yeah.
That flash on you, how long ago that was? Have you been listening to us the entire time?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to you since you took over for Stern.
Dude, you should get a new show.
No, he shouldn't.
I don't know, man. It's hard to beat. You know, I had a buddy of mine. I told him when Stern left, I said, that's going to be a tough show to beat. He said, nah, man. Said, no, Russ is better than that because it's got local things with it, you know, instead of just.
Yeah, because as we've seen, local is always a lot more entertaining than entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care where it comes. Thank you, boss. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
I really like this Russia. You give it a chance. You know why I like it? Because they know their temperature here.
Eye temperature, not New York temperature.
Mm-mm.
Not some Yankee temperature. Some big nose hippie freak telling me what my weather is someplace else. Oh, I had nothing to lose when I took over for Stern. I was doing middays at the time. Either it works or it doesn't.
Yeah, but
I pitched for it only because I didn't want another syndicated show in the morning. And if anybody else was going to try it, I figured, you know, make me the sacrificial lamb. What was I going to lose? You know, ooh, the big $35,000 a year I was making doing middays? Could have made that anywhere.
Mm, I see what you're saying. But that is still seen as a – you didn't see it as a big risk, but others, there wasn't a line of people pitching for that job. Because they probably liked the job they had. Because they saw it as, well, there's no point in taking that job. I'll be looking for a new one within a year. So I'll keep what I got and I'll just be happy with it.
And I had people calling, dude, you took what? Mornings of the Eagle, following Stern. Yep. Where are you going to go?
made after you get fired? Yeah.
And at the time, I don't know if the company really was looking at me as a sacrificial lamb or not.
They probably just saw it as, hey, he said he wants to do it. Give it to him. No one else is asking for it.
There's a lot of people that were...
This is the biggest jackass stunt I've ever seen. Hey, a lot huger than anything Johnny Knoxville will do.
What club? There were people that were supportive and knew you could do it around the station.
I didn't know I could do it. Nobody had any clue.
Well, there's a lot
and
of
it's not like they had pulled Stern because the ratings sucked. I think Nationwide at the time owned the Eagle, and they didn't like Stern at all. So they just yanked the show.
Yeah.
There was people that had faith in you.
How could they have faith if I didn't? I would have had to exude faith. They go, what are you going to do? I don't know. I'm sure I'll get it down after a while.
I don't know.
That was 1998. 2014, I still don't know. I keep waiting for some template to sink in on me.
And then how long did it take before the ratings come back up?
Let's see. I think I took over in September of 98. It was...
It was before that.
98? 97.
Yeah.
So it was I think it was spring of 98.
Yes. Come all the way back up. Proved all those people that called you wrong. What, are you stupid for taking over Stern?
Yes, I am.
Then when the numbers came out?
But again, it was the Eagle. If anybody was going to take over mornings... Should have been me. Only because of me. My station. I'm the caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
Stern couldn't give a flying F if he had the Eagle as an affiliate or not. Still had hundreds around the country. This bitch is mine. Now I own it. I think I'll leave.
What do you mean leave?
Ain't nothing like leaving a bitch who is just madly in love with you. Just the grief of watching them claw and grab and scream and cry.
But twice? Because it happened in the late 90s.
That was their own fault. I got a big offer from CBS. Eagle didn't have me under contract.
No. What I'm saying is the station was in need. Late 90s, you pulled it up. Then it's in need again. Almost, let's say 15 years later.
They don't need it now. They need me.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, the rest of the station is doing fine. I'm sure they'll be okay without me. Oh, hell, is that Jim Beam Black Label?
That is.
Somebody warned me.
Hey, there's some deliciousness in that bottle.
Their Black Label is like 90 proof.
Oh, the Devil's Cut?
Yeah. Yes. All right, I think I'm done with this story.
I know that's when I started listening. And I've tried to think back. Anytime I've heard you tell the story as far as when you decided to make a pitch for mornings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I told it too much?
No, I love hearing the story. What it is I listened to Stern at that time. And then I don't even remember. I guess I couldn't appreciate it at the time. But I remember then hearing this new show that was there. And I was like, okay, well, listen to this. And I liked that. I kept listening to it.
Well, initially, all they did is play music for, I'm going to say, about a month. Mm-hmm. Then they decide, all right, we got to put somebody in there.
Put me in. I'm ready to go.
It's like one of those, everyone in the conference room, they decided to ask everyone in the building. He's like, anyone want mornings? Russ in the back. Jumping, I do. Anybody at all?
Anybody in this room? Anybody right now? Now's the time to say something.
Give it me.
Last chance. That really was the situation of if I failed, everybody expected it. And if I didn't, then it would have been a surprise. The only problem is we didn't fail, but I had no answer of how we did it. That still makes me look retarded.
Quit telling people that.
I don't have anything else to tell them. How did you do it? I don't know.
Yeah, but see,
you did it yourself. You were there, weren't you?
Yes. What did you do during that time?
Tell me what you did.
I don't know.
We want to use it for other people.
If I really knew what I did, I would have written some type of how-to book for radio and sold it around the country. How to follow Howard Stern and succeed. But I never kept... No, I don't... I'm not trying to... I'm out. I have no answer. Even today, the fact that anybody listens, I have no... This entire run has been an entire... blank spot in my life. I have no idea how we do it, even if you say we're doing something.
Right.
I could dance around this all I want. But the concept is, I don't know.
Yeah, but now we're looking at, what, 17, 15 years? Whatever the hell the number is. 17, I think. So 17 years you've been doing this, and you keep saying, I don't know. I don't know the template. I'm not sure how we do it. I don't know. But you've been saying it for so long that now people just think, see, that's what he just says. He knows. He's just a jerk. Don't want to tell anybody.
I swear on my dogs, I have no idea what I'm doing.
That man don't even have dogs. He's full of it.
I'd swear on my mother, but she already knows I want her gone.
That we believe.
All right. Yeah, we don't really have time to get started with news. Alfie pulled this as a filler. We could probably milk this for a couple of minutes. Password.
Oh, yeah, we haven't played Password in a while.
Check your pages over there. You should have a sheet that says Famous Captains.
Yes, I do.
Alfie said he just likes to watch this because you and I only use one-word clues and normally get it on the first go-round.
That is the goal.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're connected.
Alfie, that may be the creepiest giggle I've ever heard from you.
Okay. You want to start?
Yeah.
Famous Captains. You want music?
Yeah, I think it always adds something.
I think all I got is that creepy music that we use for Weekend Review. All right, go ahead. Don't let me down.
Okay, now wait. When you say Famous Captains, I'm giving you a clue and then you have to guess the captain, right?
Yeah, that's the way Password works.
Sure.
Okay. Don't make me cuss at you like James Brown.
Yeah, please don't.
Why do you think you're done now?
All right, we'll start easy. We'll start easy.
Go ahead.
All right. Moby Dick.
That's two words.
Well.
Hey, hyphenate him. Whatever.
Yeah.
Did you say Moby or Mopey?
Moby.
Captain Ahab.
Yes.
And I'm going to try not to give obvious clues. I mean, you should get it.
Okay.
But, you know, if it's like a naval captain, if you just say, you know, the vehicle, then that's going to be too easy. Ready?
Yeah.
To pay.
Captain Hook.
Damn it.
He had a toupee.
Yeah.
In the Hook movie.
I know. I should have gone with Tiberius.
Oh, James T.
Mm-hmm. So far, not a good start. Go ahead.
That's my bad. Okay. Rum.
I could be any pirate. Captain Morgan.
Yes. All right. See?
I went to the head pirate.
Yeah, go to the one that's got a stance.
Cereal.
Mm. Captain Crunch.
Yes.
Muskrat.
As in Muskrat Love?
Mm.
Captain and Tennille?
That's right! I don't like to brag, but I'd like to brag.
What kind of sick bitch writes down Captain and Tennille and their famous captains? I can't even think of his... Daryl Dragon.
Yeah.
That's his name.
It was his birthday last week.
Okay. All right. Marsupial.
Sorry. Captain Kangaroo.
Yes.
Sorry, I just started going through different Christopher Walken clips.
Go ahead.
Okay. Titanic.
Captain Smith.
Yes.
I
T-shirt?
Captain America.
That's what Dan's wearing today.
That worked out nicely. Oh. Yeah. Unintentional.
Go ahead.
Seafood.
Captain D's?
Yes! Yes!
Are they still open?
Yeah. I think there's one in South Dallas.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. All right. It my turn?
Yeah.
Knife.
I had to cheat with the hand motion. Yeah.
Captain Stabbing.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hill.
Captain Hill. Mountain. Captain
Hill. Farillo?
Yes.
Hill Street Blues?
Yes.
I almost uttered Hill Street. No, well, it's... Okay. This all sounds like a setup. My turn.
I thought I was going to give two clues on that. I figure Hill, then Street.
All right, we're late. Let's rush through these.
Engage.
Captain Picard.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Vigoda.
Barney Miller?
Yes.
Captain Barney.
Captain Miller. I've got one more.
Go ahead and go with yours. I'm trying to decide on the last one over here.
Okay. Inverted.
Whip. Whip Whitaker. Captain Whitaker.
Yes. Woo. From?
The movie Flight.
That's right.
We're going to fly inverted. We're going to what? We're going to fly inverted. But my papers.
My papers.
MRAP.
Captain Howard.
Dallas Sheriff's Department.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll wrap it on that. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of McKinney, starting off in Dallas, southbound 75. Right at Knox Center's in the right lane, there is blocked due to some debris in the roadway. That combined with an earlier accident has traffic backed up all the way back from the high 5. Into Allen, southbound 75, right at Ridgemont, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Exchange Parkway. Moving into Plano, northbound on the tollway, right at the Bush, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up all the way back from 635. Into Carrollton, northbound of the Bush between Sandy Lake, or right around Sandy Lake, that accident there is now blocking the two left lanes. The whole highway was shut down earlier. Right now, traffic is backed up back from 114. And finally, in Irving, westbound 183, right at Story Road, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still unwinding back from the 35-183 split. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the SEC Network. Clear skies tonight, 77 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny at 98 for the high. It's 96 right now, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, I got a couple more for you.
Okay.
Alfie came up with these, but they're not enough in the category to do a full-blown game. Category is famous colonels.
Okay.
Bionic.
Colonel Steve Austin.
Poultry.
Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but almost immediately I started thinking of the Pilgrim's Pride man. I'm like, he doesn't have a rank.
Stalag. And you got two potential answers with this one.
Clink.
Okay. There's another one.
Clink Jr.?
Name of the series?
Colonel Hogan. It's been a while.
I don't know that other guy on Hogan's Heroes. That'd be Colonel Hogan. Oh, yeah.
Well, he seemed so relaxed. Didn't seem...
Still a colonel.
That's
all right. That's all right, Kenzie. Don't worry about it.
What? How dare you.
Before we start getting an email, I think, now that I think about it, Todd in Beverly Hills Cop, I don't think he was a captain. I think he was either a lieutenant or just a detective. I think he was a lieutenant.
Wow.
I don't think he was Captain Todd. That doesn't sound right.
But Bogomil was captain.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we got that.
Do you remember Alfie? Wasn't it Lieutenant Todd?
Yes, it was Lieutenant Todd.
But man, he didn't scream like a lieutenant.
He was a real cop in Detroit.
No, I know, but I'm it's like with that type of attitude, you'd figure he'd be a captain or I don't know why, but yeah.
What was Reiser's character's name?
Jeffrey?
Yeah. Shut up, Jeffrey. This ain't none of your damn business. This is not my locker. All right.
Let's do news.
All right.
5:10, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. Birthdays today. Keanu Reeves. Today's his birthday. How old do you think Keanu is?
If I hadn't saw it on CNN this morning?
No.
I would probably guess 45, maybe.
Yeah.
Not just on his look, that's how old it seems like he should be.
Yeah. Chloe, do you know how old he is?
I have no idea.
Guess.
Thinking maybe 50, maybe.
Actually, you nailed it. He's 50. I don't know why. I mean, I know he's in that age range, but anytime I see him, he still looks the same that he did 10, 15 years ago, I think. Also, birthday today, Mark Harmon. He turned 63. And as we know now from last week, one of the top paid actors on television, making like $19 million a year. Amy Osborne turns 31. She's Ozzy and Sharon's oldest daughter. She's the one that did not want to be on the Osbournes. Salma Hayek turns 48. Eric Dickerson turns 54. Football great. Also a standout at SMU, some would say. Tennis star Jimmy Connors, 62. And Hall of Famer from the NFL, Terry Bradshaw, is 66.
Alfie, what were all the... why'd the phones light up?
We were all wrong. It was Inspector Todd.
Okay. Well, at least we got Todd right.
Thank God.
Who was Axel's boss in Beverly Hills Cop? Gadget. So we get credit for Todd.
Yeah, we'll take it. The FBI is probing leaked photos of naked celebrities that began popping up online over the weekend, causing some of Hollywood's top stars to speak out about the explicit pics. Many stars allegedly featured in the photos have opted to stay mum about the authenticity of the pics, but some celebs just couldn't resist commenting. Like... there is Kate Upton, the supermodel. She, in essence, admitted that the pics of her were authentic, and her rep told TMZ, "This is obviously an outrageous violation of our client Kate Upton's privacy. We intend to pursue anyone disseminating or duplicating these illegally obtained images to the fullest extent possible."
Good luck. It's on the internet. What do you think is going to happen? You, any picture you find, you email back to us and then destroy it on your computer.
But
in a digital world, you can threaten, well, you can't send this to anybody. Proof where I got it.
Well, they say it's obviously extremely difficult, especially when if a website hosts, and say, let's say a message forum, which is where this all started, someone posts the photos. You can't go after the website itself because you're saying, look, we're just a website. The poster posted them. So that part is difficult. There was a situation where there was a hacking thing on Slib's photos a few years back, and the guy was caught and prosecuted and sent to jail for 10 years. So it is possible.
It depends on how the pictures are. What did they hack? How did they get it? They get into their iPhones?
They went through the iCloud. Or Alfie, no?
No.
That's changed?
Yeah.
What?
There was way too much for it to have been just one hack. What people are speculating is that there was a big ring of celebrity nude photo traders, and that one of the guys in the ring just decided, hey, I'm going to release a bunch of crap.
Where did he get them?
He get them from other traders, other people who would hack. There were a bunch of individual little hacks, not just one big major one, is what I'm trying to say.
What was the original source? What were they getting them from? Were they hacking their iPhones? Were they getting into their home computers?
Tons of different places. They could either pull them off a computer. So they say some celebrity logs into a Wi-Fi network at, say, the Emmys or some other big award.
Well, let's say you don't really know where they came from. How about that?
At least one of them was pulled off of a Dropbox. Justin Verlander's Dropbox was hacked. That's for sure.
Justin Verlander is the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers.
Good for him. What's a Dropbox?
It's the boyfriend of Kate Upton.
It's a cloud storage center.
Well, why are you storing anything in the cloud? Why are you taking naked pictures of yourself?
Why not?
What's the whole purpose? Don't you see yourself enough? Well, I got to take a picture of my junk, just in case. Case of what? Case of theft?
Well,
so I can tell farmers, hey, somebody stole my wing. I've never understood the fascination with somebody of, I got to take naked pictures of myself. Oh, I'm going to go over to Lucky's or Hunky's or wherever and take a picture of my pubes in the mirror and then post them on my website, LarryNorth.com.
Wow.
I ain't saying who did it.
I think some of these people are going to be vain enough that they'll do it just because they just want to see what they look like and just never deleted them.
You know what you look like. There's reflective crap all over your house.
But someone who's that vain may want to keep them for whatever reason. And then there's the other obvious, which is they want to send it to a person that they're dating or married to, whatever.
They've already seen you naked. I don't understand. Well, I got to back this up. So I'm going to back it up to the cloud. That can be hacked. I don't know why people think, well, it's a cloud. It's secure. It's encrypted. Well, they're hacking everything. Government websites are being hacked. Why all of a sudden do you think the cloud or a Dropbox, that's secure? Anything that's not locked up in your house that isn't connected to the outside world, beyond that, you ain't secure.
But everyone thinks they are. It's this false sense of security. Others that would comment, Victoria Justice had some photos, but she says hers were fakes. She wrote on Twitter, these so-called nudes of me are fake, people. Let me nip this in the bud right now, pun intended.
What a stupid.
Well, Alfie, how old is she, 18, 19?
She's early 20s, I think.
Oh, is she? Okay. Kirsten Dunst, she was included in these. She kept fans guessing. She simply tweeted, thanks, iCloud. Jennifer Lawrence, who's one of the biggest names on this list and had some of the most of the photos. Her rep confirmed the pictures were real and stated authorities have been contacted and will prosecute anyone who posts the stolen photos of Jennifer Lawrence. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
I wonder if some of the ones that are fake, if they concoct those. Oh, look, I've released fake ones of whoever. I'm like, what? It's not real. Yeah, I don't know that. I'm going to need to see you really naked. I wonder if it's a way to get them to pose nude just to prove those pictures were not me.
Yeah. I was actually, when I first heard about it, my thought was, it seems to me if you're a female celebrity and your phone has not been hacked in some fashion to where you've got some boob shot out there, then you really don't seem to have made it yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we hacked. I don't know how many different iPhones we came across. Courtney loves him. I know. No, that's you can't unsee. No.
Mm-mm, no one needs to see that. Actress Mary Elizabeth Winstead, she confirmed the photos were of her when she wrote on Twitter, to those of you looking at photos I took with my husband years ago in the privacy of our home, hope you feel great about yourselves. And then another time she wrote, knowing those photos were deleted long ago, I can only imagine the creepy effort that went into this, feeling for everyone who got hacked. So you have some that are saying, yeah, it's us. We got hacked. It sucks. And then others.
Oh, it's creepy. They're all digging around. Who took the nude photos?
It is creepy. You should be able to take a photo of whatever you want.
Go back to Polaroids. Nobody can hack those.
Yeah, but the lighting's not good.
How many times have you ever seen anybody hack a Polaroid camera?
But no one looks good in the Polaroid.
That make any difference. At least you know it's secure. Make your call. You're going to do something digital and then back it up into the cloud or the Dropbox or whatever. What is it Microsoft calls it?
No.
Alfie?
Not a clue.
Apple is a cloud, isn't it?
Apple's is iCloud, yeah.
Is that different from a cloud?
Yes.
Who has the cloud?
The cloud is all of them.
Who owns that? Angel? Never mind. Kind of tried to cut it off. Don't say angels.
Don't do it. Olympic gymnast Michaela Maroney said the photos of her were definitely fake. She tweeted, "The fake photos of me are crazy. Was trying to rise above it all and not give the creator the time of day." Then she added a photo of Jesus with the caption, "You, sir, need Jesus." Talking to the people who posted all this stuff.
Was Jesus naked?
No,
was it real?
No, it was the Buddy Christ pose where he's doing the double finger guns with a smile like, hey.
Oh.
I've got the little statue in my office.
Okay.
And Ariana Grande, Alfie? Grande. Okay. The former Nickelodeon star was adamant that the photos of her were fake by throwing in that her butt is cuter than the one that was posted online.
Again, we're never going to know unless you post something, a picture of your real butt, so we're just going to have to assume this one is real. I think you got them along until they actually... stupid enough to post something. But I don't get. Well, I've got a phone. It's got a camera. I need to take a picture of my ass or my piece. Or if you guy. Yeah. Yeah. Chick's going to want to see this.
I'm just going to get her on up. Here we go.
Rub on this. Yeah, that's good. Let's see. If I hold the camera lower, it's going to look bigger. Yeah, that's right. Get the undercarriage right there in the shot. That way she gets to see it and the fellers.
But see, some chicks like that. You had the. I can't.
How remember. Many chicks you really think like looking at junk? That's all I can do. Get them, suck it. You think I'm gonna get them to look at a picture?
I guess it depends. You had the one of your chicks a year or so ago, whatever it was. She sent you a text saying, "Hey, send me a picture of your thing."
Oh, that's right. I went, no. I want to need pictures of cans first. And she sent pictures of her cans.
And
where's my picture? I never promised anything in return.
Mm-hmm. And that was unsolicited by you. It's not like you just randomly sent a photo of your wiener.
Yeah, I don't know where that was going. See, why all of a sudden she just pops up? I haven't seen that particular chick in probably 5 years. So all of a sudden, get a text. Send me a picture of your junk. Okay. Which garage do you want a picture of? I wish I had thought about that at the time.
You go out to the salvage yard.
Just go up in the attic. That's where all my crap is. Take a picture of that. Send it to her.
Six.
Yeah. It got bigger since the last time you saw it.
Look at that. Everything you'd want to see. Halloween, Christmas, 4th of July. Decorations every place.
You look hard enough to probably see some candy corn.
Is that the whole story?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the biggest news over the weekend that at some point people were talking about. It's like, oh, did you hear about this? All the celebs. And unfortunately, it goes back to sometimes people saying, like you, Russ, well, why are they taking the photos in the first place? They're slutty. Ew. Well, a lot of them are young. It's kind of in the culture. It's almost weird if you don't have those things somewhere. The difference...
I wonder if they're not really thinking about the fact that they're using Apple products. Alfie, unless you... specifically set your computer, your phone, it's an automatic upload to the cloud, iCloud.
I think the new default is, yeah, automatic upload. Because you create
So they your- probably don't think about that, take pictures, all of a sudden it's in the cloud, iCloud, somebody hacks it, now your stuff is all over the place. But I didn't really think about that until I was taking pictures of the dogs with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I see them in the folder... on my TV set.
And you're wondering how that happened.
Well, that's got to be black magic, because I know I didn't transfer those pictures to the TV set. Just glad I didn't take pictures of anything else.
But that's...
very seldom do I look at my junk and go, that was a really good, it's looking peppy today.
I need to preserve this for posterity. This here penis has never looked grander.
And with a wide-angle lens, it looks chunky. and you hold it down. So you get the undercarriage. That's in the foreground. You see your face slightly out of focus in the background. Where are you going? Put a hat on it. Oh, it looks good on you.
It is a horrible violation, though. And illegal.
It is a violation. It's illegal, but you're still putting the product out there. That doesn't mean...
No, you're not putting the product out there.
You're taking pictures yourself.
Someone is taking it.
Naked. Now, if they were taking pictures through your window or laying in your backyard, that's a violation. You're stupid enough to take nude pictures of yourself and leave it in a digital form. I was going to say unsecured. It's not really unsecured. Well, obviously it is. Pictures are out now. What are you going to do? Can't take them back.
But they were stolen.
They're still out there.
It's the same.
Even if you get them back, even if you get every copy, they're still that people have now seen you naked.
But it's the same mentality of, you know, you shouldn't leave the house because you'll get robbed. So then you don't leave the house?
No, you can leave the house. Don't go naked. I'm just saying, even if you get all your stuff back, even though it's illegal and it's hacked and it's a violation of your privacy, you still took them in. Even if you get them all back, what's your compensation? What are you going to get? Nothing. You got them all back, but everybody's already seen you naked. Tough break. Maybe next time don't take pictures of your pubic area at Luckies or Hunkies. I have to post it on your website. LarryNewark.com. And he wonders why he's only got 700 friends on Twitter.
I think I tried telling him one time because he posted on Twitter, how can I get more followers? I just responded, boobs. Boobs.
Well, I don't really have access to those. I got my weenie.
That's not, well, I mean, that'll get you followers too.
What if I just take a picture of my face? Would one boob do it? Go ahead.
Okay. Another day, another fight about reclining seats on a U.S. airline flight. In the third serious airline legroom incident in 2 weeks, an angry passenger caused yet another flight to divert Monday night.
Was somebody else using the knee defender?
I don't think this was directly related to the defender, just the reclining action of the seat.
Okay.
Delta Air Flight 2370 from New York's LaGuardia to West Palm Beach, Florida, was rerouted to Jacksonville. A passenger became irate about the traveler in front of her trying to recline her seat. That's according to a fellow passenger. Now, the passenger, Erin Kipling, said, this woman who was sitting next to me knitting actually just tried reclining her seat back. The woman behind her started screaming and swearing, and then a flight attendant came over, and that just exacerbated what was going on, and then she demanded that the flight land. Delta confirmed the diversion. Local law enforcement removed the passenger, and the flight continued to West Palm Beach. Another reportedly irate...
Why is it now this is coming in clumps, in waves?
I don't know. I guess now
it's in the past... Really, the only time you would hear about it is if a flight was diverted. I'm sure these arguments happen all the time. But why now is it a fad?
Yeah, I think it's because when the first story happened, it got people talking about it, and it got people asking, what's the right thing to do? Do you recline the seat or not? And
you recline the seat. They recline for a reason. You get on an airplane, you know that seat reclines in front of you because yours reclines. What's the surprise? Why all of a sudden do you feel like your rights are being violated?
But everyone knows when you recline the seat, it infringes upon the person behind you.
By how much? I mean, really, it's just the top of the seat that reclines. 3 inches.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe it's built
in. It's not like it the seat actually moves, you know, like your car seat back and forth. It's just the reclining part of it. And then this chick is having a fit because somebody reclined.
Yes.
And wanted off the plane.
She wanted the woman to put her chair back up and screaming at her. And
well, who wanted off the plane?
The flight attendant wanted the flight diverted to get the screaming passenger off the plane.
Well, I think the story I heard was one of the passengers said, get me off this plane.
Well, I didn't see that story.
Because at that point, and I tell you, one reason people are doing it, well, I need to get off this plane or they're having fits. Because there's short of maybe being interviewed by the FAA. There's really no ramification. There's no penalty. You start suing the bitches, whoever it is, airline, any passengers who have to wait. Because I'm going to guess you have to go back through security. I don't think you can just land, get them off, and that's it. Then we take back off.
Right.
Because then you're going to have to, let's say you can do that. No transfer of luggage, anything. Well, you got to get back in line and wait for permission to take off. None of that's immediate. If all the passengers start suing the one person that created this problem, all of this would stop because then they know there's going to be a penalty to go along with it.
Yeah, more so than just being kicked off.
And you're having an ass fit because somebody reclined their chair. If they had the only chair on the aircraft that reclined, maybe I can see it. But all of them do. And you know, that's just part of the inconvenience of flying coach. You really worried about it? Fly business or first?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't afford it. Then just expect it in coach. Expect to sit in one seat, normally the center, and you're going to be surrounded by a couple of bovines who just have to own the armrest.
Yes.
Then you got to sit there like a piece of bacon during the entire flight, just wedged in. You know what's going to happen. You can't complain because that's all part of coach. If coach was nice, nobody would go, well, I flew coach. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just got a negative connotation that goes along with it. I went off this plane. Okay.
Right now.
Excuse me a second. Let me go bust this window out.
We'd be happy to accommodate you, ma'am.
I don't.
Then choke her out with the oxygen mask.
I am absolutely missing the lack of patience as far as plan. Where was the flight going? From where to where originally? Does it say?
Yeah, I was going to from New York to West Palm Beach. So it's vacation, more than likely.
Well, I'm asking, find out how long of a flight. If it was like New York City to Newark. then I don't really see you losing your mind. I can see being pissed that you're having to go to Newark.
Yeah.
We're really late, aren't we? We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:38, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the SEC Network. Starting off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Haskell. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up. Back from Jim Miller. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic there is backed up back from Plano Parkway. Let's move into Mesquite, northbound 635, right at I-30. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Town East. In Carrollton, northbound of the Bush, right at Sandy Lake Road. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 114. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Allen Avenue. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right shoulder, and that has you backed up back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the overnight low. Sunny tomorrow, high around 98. Right now, 96 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Do, and do. Prove it.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Now, I'm going to guess he's still at the house. Supposed to show up at 2 o'clock. Install my broadband. I've spent the last 4 years of my life. God. Or however long I've been in Frisco. 9, 10, 11, 12. Damn. 5.5 years.
Ugh.
And it was a while before I figured out how to get faster internet speeds than with the original company that the former owners had. They were getting it through the microwave receiver on the roof. And they were only getting 3 megabytes per second download.
So they were basically just...
Then they came out with their gamers package.
Ooh.
Which was 2.5 down, 2.5 up.
Man, you gotta be careful. Well, might set your hair on fire.
They actually called it a game gamers package. I don't know what speeds you need to play Xbox Live, whatever. I'm going to guess it's more than 2.5 megs up or down.
Back in like 2003, man, that was it.
Yeah, that was 11 years ago.
It was hard to believe when I got there. I moved into the house that I couldn't find anything. There were other sources for internet, but all of them were as slow. because nobody had run cable. I haven't seen AT&T working in my development, so I don't know how they got any type of wiring into our into that area. And just I almost said the name of it. I might as well just give out the address.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
what I care. I got Frisco.
I wonder if they're actually.
I've been there 5 years and they ain't arrested me. Yeah, that's a good sign.
That's a great sign.
Mm-hmm. South Lake, couple of years, all of a sudden I'm in the pokey.
Yeah, the are you sure that they're allowed to do what they're doing? Or are they doing this on
the only reason I think so. First of all, we were talking about it on the air about a month or so ago.
Okay.
Maybe two. And well, listeners, Marshall from AT&T sent an email. I think I can get you service to your development.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the last couple of weeks, after I'd already signed up for AT&T UVerse, I start getting offers. Hey, get a $200 or $100 Visa MasterCard gift certificate when you sign up today. Well, I didn't sign up. I didn't get that. There's a couple other offers. None of them that I got. That was all after I signed up. It's almost like somehow they were just waiting for me to sign up so they could offer everybody else deals.
Yeah.
You were the one. Now, he's the one I complained about all the time.
I didn't complain about AT&T. I complained that nobody provided anything. And I'm still curious what he's running that internet connection from, because I didn't see anybody digging ditches or laying cable or anything. And it's not like they ran them on the telephone poles, because there ain't no poles in my development.
That's above my head, man. I don't know.
And it's not coming in via receiver or satellite. I don't know. I just know he's still at the house because he said he'd email when he was done. My guess is because he's a listener and he's just anxious to please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's wiring everything in the house. Okay. To get the connection here, just turn the water on. And you'll have it here at the sink. And I got three hookups in the commode. And the beagle got the cat five in her anus.
Sounds about right.
But if he gets everything set up, I should get home tonight. And it'll be blazing. Compared to what I had, and really compared to almost anything, all the internet services now, Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, whatever, 30 to 50 megabytes per second.
Yeah.
About what most of them offer. So, what is today? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomorrow may be off.
I'm actually surprised. No, okay. I was about to say, I'm surprised you're still here knowing that that awaits. But as you said, he's supposed to email you when he's done.
Yeah.
So maybe he's smart. He's waiting until 7 so he can listen to the show while wiring your house. Because he knows if he sends that email, you're good to go. You'll book it home.
I have no clue what you just said.
Then don't worry about it. I can tell you're excited, and I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be at the house if he's installing it. I want everybody gone. I'm going to drop my pants and beat my penis like it's only related to me by marriage. Come here, kid. Put on this red wig. This is going to make it really rough. Now I don't have to be as choosy with some of the porn I'm looking at. Yeah, that website's in 1080p. That's going to take forever to download. Just even stream it and look at it. Now, it's of no concern.
You just click it all.
God, I thought I was a chronic masturbator before. I hope this is heaven.
I would imagine in heaven there'd just be no clicking even.
There ain't no porn or broadband in heaven.
Is that someplace you'd want to be?
Hell no. If heaven ain't locked like UVerse, I don't want to go.
So just in case.
There's your new slug line. Yeah. Use it. All right. Let's go ahead and finish this sentence. 5
50. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thanks, Russ. A 2-year-old girl was taken to the hospital after she was rescued from a hot car in Crowley. Crowley police said the girl's grandmother left her in the car while shopping at Walmart. She was belted in a child safety seat. The windows were up and the engine not running. Two women heard her screaming, opened the door, and got her out of the car. They found a police officer who called for an ambulance. And then officers arrested 50-year-old Deborah Reese when she returned to her car. She faces a felony charge for child endangerment. Police determined from surveillance video that the child had been inside the car alone for about an hour before she was rescued.
Was this the morning, at night, afternoon?
You know, actually...
It doesn't change anything. It just, if it was morning or evening, it bought the child a little more time.
Yeah, actually, I don't think the story said about what time it was.
Yeah, I got to go in. I got to go to Walmart. I got distracted.
I didn't realize how much time went by. Look at all these falling prices. Kids in the cars, you'll be all right. All of a sudden, I'm starting to sound like George Burns.
The girl was treated for heat exposure and taken to Cook's Children's Hospital for evaluation.
I remember it was 1977. I was on the set of Oh God. I'm back in my trailer. I'm getting a hand job from John Denver. Maybe I'll be able to get this down. Get a hand job from John Denver. All of a sudden, Jack Benny walks in. Nah, silly old man. We decide to pull a train on John Denver. And then John Denver decides he's going to blackmail us. So Jack Benny and I push him off a cliff, put him in a fake airplane, and the story.
It was pretty close.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
And that's why he wasn't in Oh God 2.
Sorry.
It's a hell of a behind the scenes.
Oh God, the true story.
George Burns and Jack Benny. And that's a conspiracy. The two of them killed John Denver in a homemade airplane.
Mm-hmm. We call it Loose Change 2. When a Texas man could not finish mowing his lawn, the firefighters who tried saving his life finished it for him. John McCormick, 65, suffered a heart attack while mowing the lawn at his home in Baytown, Texas. The veteran was rushed to the hospital where he later died. Determined to do something for his family, the first responders went back to the home and finished mowing the lawn and left a note on the door for the family. Their simple act of kindness is now viral after the official's city Facebook page posted a photo of it. A neighbor snapped the photos of the good deed.
This was in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the story. I didn't bother to look at the comment section. Anybody have a fit? Well, I'm not paying for them to mow other people's yards. That's tax money.
You know what? I did a brief look, and the first one that I see here is great job, guys. I can't imagine if anyone said anything negative about this, then that's just some troll just looking for a reaction.
There is always somebody. You can't look anywhere, where there's just incessant arguing back and forth on, regardless of what the story is.
Yep.
The grandmother left the kid in the car. Somebody said, well, they just, you know, take the grandmother, lock her up, throw away the key.
Yeah.
I don't know if the grandmother's a primary caregiver, but somebody said, okay, well, so now the grandmother's locked up. Kid's going to go to CPS. CPS is horrible. I don't think CPS ever locks kids up in cars. But then there's an argument back and forth. Oh, really? You think CPS is better than with a grandma who leaves her kid in the car? Man, you don't know how bad CPS is.
Yeah. Everyone's an expert. Everyone knows you don't.
Got locked in left in a car. It happens every year. Instead of focusing on what was a mistake or a sentence, come up with a solution. But everybody's got to post their comment about everything, and it's really getting on my nerves. Why do you have to comment on everything? Or at least make it where there's some type of effort involved. Mail it to us. We'll read it. We like it. We'll post it. Well, why should you be in charge? Because I am in charge.
Yeah.
Well, what about my free... F you and your free speech. We don't want it. We're not going to post it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would change everything. If you had to do the whole write out a letter, put a stamp on it, mail it.
Like you used to have to do with newspapers, letters to the editor.
Yeah. There's a reason why they had a whole section on that. They could almost post every, or print almost every letter that they got, because they didn't get that many. Now, there's a, you don't even need it. Dallas Morning News.
Well, it's not even a complete thought with each and every post. It's some slam, and then somebody else has to, you have to know what my opinion is. Even though nobody's convincing anybody to change their opinion. If you already hate CPS, you're not going to change your mind. If you already hate me, Moss, who threw John Denver off a cliff in a homemade airplane, end of story. What? I kind of got close at the end.
And me and Jack Benny threw, I got to do the cigar thing. Mm-hmm. Am I getting closer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, the miming of the cigar helps you.
And then me and Jack Benny threw, threw off a cliff in a homemade airplane, end of story. Go win this. Never
To go back to your point, though, you're right. Nowadays, someone will, it's not even a complete thought, and it may not even be something where...
What's wrong with you?
I just love the conspiracy behind it.
The conspiracy behind John Denver not being an old god, too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching a bunch of crap online over the weekend, and I don't know how I got off on John Denver. And there's a video on YouTube, finally the truth reveal about John Denver's death. There was never a conspiracy with this.
No, I thought it was pretty much they...
And all they did was post the news story that ran locally and that ran in... He died in California someplace. I don't think it was Martha's Vineyard, but that seems to be like a big magnet for celebrities.
I think Martha's Vineyard's up in the Northeast.
Yeah, I forgot where he died. But all they really did was post the story, and they never pointed out what's the big revelation? What's the story... We already know he was in it wasn't really homemade, it was some type of test aircraft. And I think the guy he was working with or his instructor, whatever, said, yeah, both sides of the tanks aren't really full. He's going up flying, I guess it just goes empty. And then dives straight into the water. And they said it wasn't slanted. It was straight down, almost like it was intentional. So I thought, okay, they're going to come up with it. Well, this was a suicide.
Yeah.
No, never brought it up. There was no revelation of the story. They just said, now the story can be told. I was like 1980. I don't even know. But this many years later, I don't think a lot of people are sitting around going, I know what happened to John Denver.
Well, I know what happened to him. Jack Benny and I pushed him off a cliff and homemade airplane in the story.
I guarantee you there is a forum, a message board somewhere.
Yeah. John Denver was murdered.
That's right. Diehard John Denver fans demand to know.
Well, at least I gave him a different direction to go off on now.
Mm-hmm.
George Burns and Jack Benny.
And those people will say, where do you think this guy came up with it? You know, you don't just come up with that out of the blue. He knows something. That's his way of telling us.
Well, people found out that he was he was blackmailing me, and Jack Benny. So then we pushed him off a cliff. End of story. Don't know.
I'm going to have to go and look up old clips of him to see how close you are.
George Burns?
Yeah. It sounds close from what I remember.
I kind of go between Alfie's girlfriend and Burns. You kind of have to sing-songy it.
And then I'm getting draped off by John Denver in my train.
Very nice.
People want to know how we got to be number one. Get down.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:05. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let me check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Starting off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at McCart. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Granbury Road. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Allen Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages now. Traffic is backed up back from 121. Moving into Grapevine, southbound 121, just before Grapevine Mills Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Business 121. In Kelton, northbound on the Bush, right at Sandy Lake, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from 114. And finally, in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Knox Henderson, still got debris blocking the right lane there. Traffic is backed up back from around the high 5. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 98 for the high. It's 95 right now at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I watched. One reason I do it is I just get on a kick and I just keep watching something related to another story over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Weekends, vacation, doesn't matter. I do it just because I'll get interested and want to see if there's, it's like that Dukes of Hazzard, the true Hollywood story. Watch that. And then I got off on other two Hollywood stories.
I'm not even sure if I don't think I've ever seen the True Hollywood Story on Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm not sure. I think the True Hollywood Stories were around. Alfie, wasn't that originally E?
That was E.
And yeah. Then A.J. Benza took it over and it became Mysteries, Loops, and Blunders. Or
I know what you're saying. Yeah, he took it off and did a syndicated show with it.
No, it was still on E.
Oh, never mind.
I'm A.J. Benza here with my fog machine. It didn't matter where they shot, what they did. It was always at night and a fog machine. Who's squeaking?
That's sweet.
Oh. Trying to think of what else I watched. And the other reason I do it is I know I'm going to get content out of this someplace. Like the whole Aerosmith thing from last week. I saw that in some documentary. For Young Frankenstein, Aerosmith, they were writing Walk This Way for Toys in the Attic. Got stuck. Let's go out to movie. They saw Young Frankenstein. There's a walk that's, hey, walk this way. Bit in the Young Frankenstein. They stole that, turned it into a song. I have no clue what I was going to say.
Dukes of Hazzard, True Hollywood Story. Watch a bunch of them.
Yeah. And I just realized, no, I didn't get anything for on the air. I should just start taking notes because something always pops up. Well, I bet nobody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Dukes of Hazzard, I knew most of it. Not because I was really a fanatic. You just heard enough stories. They went through so many different cars. They ran out of 69 Chargers.
Yeah. And you were old enough that you would... You were young enough that you still liked the show when it was on, but old enough to remember all the stuff that happened along with it.
Well, the other stuff you just saw is the advent of the internet, just different stories or different people we've had on the show from the Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah, we ran out of 69 Chargers, wrecked almost everyone we could find in the country. So then, because once you jump it, it's shot. I don't care what you think you've seen in the movies or television.
Yeah.
You jump one car, it's out. So then they finally, I think it was the last year, 83, 84, they had to go to models. And then they started jumping. That's when they knew that they were on their way out because they were jumping the General Lee over like buildings, houses.
Yeah, because at that point, because once you do it and you do it practically every week, you've got to, you're competing with yourself.
Yeah, I don't really think anything. Just because it's in the orbit of the Earth doesn't mean you should jump it. I don't think they ever jumped the moon, but I'm sure it was a backup in case they got rider's block. Well, the cow did it.
That's embarrassing if a cow came, but not the general.
And whatever the year was that Tom Wopat and Snyder, they said, well, we're not hanging out unless we get more money. They had found out, I think this number is right, Dukes of Hazzard was making over $200 million a year in merchandising.
Ooh.
That's $1,980. I don't think it was $2 million because I don't think that would have... I think it was $200.
That makes more sense. And knowing all the Dukes of Hazzard stuff I had as a kid, $200 million.
So Wopat and Snyder went, yeah, we're not staying around unless we get more money.
Yeah.
Well, the car's the star of the show. All right. Well, then we're going to go sit down for a while.
Yeah.
Then they bring in Vance and Coy.
Mm-mm.
And the ratings plummet. Plummet.
No one cares about the cousins? Bleh.
And I think they came back 18 weeks later. And within 2 weeks, the ratings were back into the top 10. Mm-hmm. And they really thought, well, we'll just get rid of them. Who's going to know? Brunette and the Blonde.
And even
Bo
in,
and Luke, Vance and Coy.
Yeah. Even in reruns, even in reruns, I didn't watch the Coy and Vance ones.
I mean, they said they didn't even change the scripts. They initially introduced them. Oh, Bo and Luke are out on the racing circuit, so their cousins, Vance and Coy, just happened to come to visit exactly at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
And sort of kind of looked like them.
Even as a child, I knew that that was squirrely.
Yeah, because I remember sitting down the first episode going, What is this?
Who are these rednecks?
These are not my rednecks.
Mm-mm.
What the f*** is this? Sorry, Mama, I didn't mean to say that. My pot pie done.
Smack up your tray.
Yeah. I'm not watching this. Throw my pot pie and my Kool-Aid out. Dukes, this is booze.
As I knock over my Dukes of Hazzard TV tray.
That's all I can remember of one I watched over the weekend. But almost nonstop, it's just binge.
Yeah. Was merchandising that big when you were a kid?
I don't know. I didn't run merchandising.
Well, I don't mean money-wise. I remember, did you have the same type of toy or not just toy stuff?
Probably not, because you're talking about early 80s. I was in my 20s.
Okay. Because I wondered if, since Star Wars and in the 80s with all the shows, all the merchandising, instead of just having a General Lee toy that was just a car, it wasn't just that. It went everywhere with shirts, lunchboxes. If you could wear it or use it, they would put it on something.
What was the question?
Was it like that when you were a kid?
We had merchandising when I was a kid.
Never mind.
I mean, they had to use mail and television and radio right. to... advertise it.
What I mean is it seemed
Green
like
sheet,
it was
Thrifty Nickel, Shopping News.
It seemed like it was everywhere when you were growing up, like in the 80s. I don't know if it was that way.
80s, I didn't really pay that much attention because obviously let's say it was 81.
Okay.
Then I was 20. Not really into lunch boxes at that point. My pubes were grown in really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for sex. I'm sitting here just waiting for a couple of years when I know I will date some chick named Diane that will make my life a hell and I'll screw her roommate.
And I will have stories for years.
And then to get rid of Diane.
Jack Benny and I pushed her over a cliff and a homemade airplane. Here's the story.
It really seems to work in multiple scenarios.
Yeah, you can work in conspiracy into everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Jack Benny and I flew a couple of planes in the World Trade Center. Here's the story.
Mm.
Oh, and I pulled audio. I don't know how I got off on Reagan. Don't even. Oh, I know. I was watching a bunch of Dean Martin roasts that were popular in the 70s.
Okay.
And they would roast. It's like they roasted. They actually called it Man of the Hour.
Okay.
So it was an honor.
Okay.
But it was all of Dean Martin's friends. There was never anybody outside his group that you ever saw either being roasted or on the panel.
Okay.
Nonstop. It was either Johnny Carson, Don Rickles, Bob Newhart, Jack Benny, George Burns, Ronald Reagan one time, Foster Brooks. And then I started looking at different things about Reagan. There was one campaign speech he was making. I don't know what the topic was. I don't know what was going on. Well, the reason I pulled it is you kind of wish presidents now, or even in the last 10 years, would address a heckler instead of going, well, wait, just let them speak.
Oh, okay.
There are cities in Michigan. There are smaller cities in Michigan.
I don't know what the guy in the background is saying. It's not really pertinent.
Okay.
There are cities in Michigan. There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
Listen, that crowd.
I think this was...
That heckler was never heard from again, but Ronald Reagan sure was, and when we come back, the great communicator...
I think he was... That was his first run for president, so it's probably the fall of 1980. And it's not really that big of a deal. Wasn't really that inventive. Just the fact that, you know, I don't really care. I do want to be president. I was governor of California. But I'm not going to take any grief up here. I had to do a movie called Bedtime for Bonzo. I'm not going to take any from you.
Yeah, and that was back when I needed the money.
I don't really need it now.
Mm-mm.
And it was just his demeanor in the video as well. It was like that exasperated. It's like F you, but he knew he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
There are cities in Michigan. There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
My God, you think the Beatles just walked out behind him?
It sounds like it.
That heckler was never heard from again, but Ronald Reagan sure was.
And that's Brian Williams.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had been around that long. It had to be either 1980 or 1984 for when he was running again.
Is it possible that this was some sort of...
Retrospective?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
History?
That's probably what it was.
Okay. Yeah, because if it was back in the 80s, I'd think that would still be a Brokaw.
Man, that's a good shut up.
Yeah.
Ah, shut. Yeah, that's
a John, that's the white version of John Wally going, I got a question. It was, for some reason, it was inspiring. Whether you like Reagan or not, I don't give a rat's ass. But President Bush kind of got there in his last term.
Sorry. Yeah, second term.
Where, you know, the press would, you know, ask something that he didn't really care about. I think I don't answer your question. Shut up.
Yeah.
And President Obama seemed, he's a little more straightforward, but at times apologetic. Yet not at any point did you hear Reagan apologize.
Yeah.
All you hear is Brian Williams point out, that heckler was never heard from again.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the difference is Reagan basically went into office with a head of steam and never lost it. And he didn't – it's not like he was constantly playing for the second term. That's what today's presidents do is – they get in office. And
I'm
then
just
they,
trying to get picked up for the second season.
Exactly. They're just trying to just do as much slash as little as they can to get to that second term. And then that's when they swear that's when they're really going to, you know, do a lot of things.
And all presidents have done that. So that's nothing against the current administration, even though I...
To me, that's just the current batch. They've all done it to a certain degree.
I'm sure they've done it since George Washington. Well, I know what it promised. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I had my mind focused on Bounty Ford and this ugly chick. And then I had to get the wooden teeth. It's not fun here in the White House and being the first guy.
Yeah.
And I don't even have an Air Force One. Air Force One is like a donkey.
And it's not even the good donkey.
Look outside, and Cloris Leachman and Betty White are jerking off my donkey. I'm sure it's as far as the political arena. It's always been there. I'll make all these. That's all you do.
Mm-hmm.
You make all these promises. You get in office and go, well, it's a little bit harder than I thought it was going to be. I'm still going to focus on it, and I'm still going to get these things done. Might take me another term.
Exactly. I still really care about all those things I said. However. Going to try to do a little bit more next time. Just get me in that one more time.
And then, if we won't run into a problem, we'll just push John Denver off a cliff in a homemade airplane in the sky.
What?
We got boxes of these Denvers ready to drop.
So that was my weekend.
And you're right.
Yeah, so something comes out of it. You'll look at different things and go, okay, this is probably old man-ish because the newer generation, they're not going to look at a president and go, I wish he would be more forceful. They just get used to the complacent.
Let's all be nice to everyone.
A reaction. Yeah, you know, at least President Bush, somebody throws shoes at him, he dodges and goes, what now?
Uh-huh. He looks back like, hey, you going to follow up the shoe?
Ain't no thing. Throw something else. I used to have beer bottles thrown at me. I toured with the Blues Brothers.
That's cute.
I don't know if people wish it or it's an expectation. You just want somebody really to go, I've had enough. It's a campaign. This is for me. I'm promoting my stuff. Shut up. Well, I have a constitutional right. Yeah, you do. Not here. Private property. Something like that.
Well, now that might be not very presidential, but
Well, telling somebody to shut up is really like saying your constitutional rights mean nothing to me. Your vote means nothing to me. I wish I could give a F less. I've tried. I can't. That's in essence what he said. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't have any time for you.
There are cities in Michigan. There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
You're right. It does sound like the Beatles walked out. Like drums are beating. And
yeah.
Like somebody just won the Super Bowl.
Soon to be President Reagan just told you to shut up. What are you going to do next? I'm going to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told you to shut up that starred in a movie with a monkey. That really was a movie he was in. Bad time for Bonzo.
I believe you.
It was a chimp or a monkey. Or Dean Martin. I don't know. The weekend was just a blur.
Kind of makes you wonder, though, if you're ever the actor that's opposite the monkey and you think, okay.
Who's going to get the better line?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's because you know it's going to be an either-or situation. If I'm an actor and I'm doing a monkey movie, I know it's going to go either every which way but loose with Clint Eastwood and become iconic.
That was iconic because Clyde didn't talk.
Right.
Clyde just punched and smiled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah. Is it going to be that? Or is it going to be that baseball movie with Matt LeBlanc from Friends and the third baseman monkey?
I don't know that one.
I don't remember the name of it, but there's a reason
why. They call it Third Base Monkey.
I don't know. But it was one of the movies that Matt LeBlanc did when he was still on Friends. He's like, all right, I'm going from TV to movies. Dude, you're doing a monkey movie.
Hey, you tell Aniston and that peanut-headed guy and Joey, what's his name, I'm out of here. I'm going to do a movie where a monkey plays baseball. F*** you.
That's right.
That's my ticket out.
I'm crossing over. I'm going to the big screen.
I think any time that your sidekick is an animal, short of Clint Eastwood, who pulled it off, and it was probably in the contract. Hey, the orangutan doesn't talk, punk. Okay.
All right, then.
That's how I keep control. Otherwise, the monkey gets it. And I know monkeys can't count.
What about the rights of that little monkey?
The what?
What about the rights?
Oh, monkey has no rights.
Sorry, I have to look up the name of this the Matt LeBlanc monkey movie.
Ah, then I'll just wait. Let's see if I've got anything. I mean, we've already blown this segment.
See if you've got anything. Sorry.
Let's see. Talking animals. What was the talking mule? Nobody's gonna. I know you never saw it.
Was this the one that was a kicker and a football? The Disney movie?
No.
I love that one. That was Gus.
Francis, a talking mule.
Oh.
That was an ass load of sequels to that. I think Donald O'Connor, you're not going to know him, he was the co-star. You got to know, if you're in a movie with a talking mule, your career is Komodo's already been flushed. It's just a matter of time. And who do you really tell? Hey, what's your next movie about? Well, I don't know. Is with that mule again? Yeah. The talking mule? Yeah.
Ed,
Not yet.
It's Ed. 1996. A train.
It was just called Ed.
Just called Ed.
A monkey plays baseball. Third base.
Ed. 1996. The plot on IMDb. A trained chimpanzee plays third base. Third base for a minor league baseball team.
It doesn't even mention the guy from Friends.
Oh, he's on the cover. I mean, he's got top billing. And the cover of the box cover.
Which one of the guys from Friends?
Joey.
The stupid one.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, his name is above, like, on the top portion of the box art, and Ed
hey,
is underneath
on the poster, I better be above the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And Clint Eastwood told me, be above the monkey.
And then on the artwork, the monkey's jumping up in the air, giving Matt LeBlanc a high five.
Why would you agree to that?
I think at that time they were just still really hoping that, you know, he's thinking, you know, I got to diversify. I can't put all my eggs in this TV basket.
I'm going to get typecast. Okay, so you want to get typecast playing baseball with a monkey. Well, it worked for Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood, that monkey, the orangutan beat up people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always aware of traffic courtesy. And they couldn't find an orangutan for the Every Which Way But Loose. What it was?
Orangutan, yeah, for Every Which Way.
They couldn't find an orangutan that flossed.
I think maybe they felt it added to it that he didn't.
You think he had good teeth and they just gave him those fake redneck teeth to put in?
Yup. Here, use these. This will be hilarious. That's what happens when you let a monkey or an ape run through the prop room. He comes back with redneck teeth.
Yeah, I guess an orangutan with perfect teeth would look odd. This has been the most embarrassing segment of my life. And the sad thing is, I think I'm saying this about once a week. I think I'm going to push myself off a cliff in a homemade airplane. And, make matters worse, we're late, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW International Airport. Starting off from Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at McCart. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from Granbury Road. In Grapevine, southbound 121, just before Grapevine Mills, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from the business 121. Into Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at the bush, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Sandy Lake. And finally, in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Knox Henderson, still got that debris in the roadway. Apparently, nobody's thought to move it. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from around the I-5. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Tonight, clear and 77. Tomorrow, sunny and 98. Right now, it is 95 at 97.1, the Eagle.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Now we gotta let this go. So I didn't watch any true Hollywood stories or documentaries on anything current. But it really is fascinating how somebody like Joey, whoever the actor's name is,
Matt LeBlanc,
how he got a movie deal based on the power of Friends. Not only did he get it, he took it. And so whoever the studio was, it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Joey from Friends. He's like the 90s version of Don Knotts. It's going to be perfect.
It'll work.
And I'm sure, you know, they get the movie shot and cut up, and they show it to a test audience, and the audience, all right, we're not, nobody filled out the cards, but everybody took a shit in their seat. Somebody like that, or what was the movie with Affleck? Geely?
Oh, Geely? Yeah.
That got made.
Mm-hmm.
McHale's Navy with Tom Arnold.
Yep.
All those movies got green-lighted by the studio. Can't wait to make it. It's been, you know, even in 1990 or $2,000. It's still a lot of cash. I think the McHale's Navy movie, the budget was around $35 million. It barely broke even. But Steven Spielberg had to suffer with Jaws back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be made for $4 million. He goes over budget because the shark don't work. I think most people have heard that story.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part.
They put it together in California, tested it with all the mechanics, ship it to Martha's Vineyard, where in salt water, all of a sudden everything starts to short out.
Quick.
Shark don't work. Now, then Spielberg was forced into, okay, let's make the shark more of a mystery. Well, that's genius. Well, the shark don't work. Really? The entire time shark didn't work? Yeah. Are you sure it was a great white? Quit it with the face, Dan.
Mm. I need people on the stream to know I disapprove.
So the budget went from $4 million to $14 million.
God. Which is,
again, $1974.
Yeah, it's a massive amount. And they were threatening to shut down production, fire Spielberg. They had constant issues with the crew because they were coming and going.
Well, they wanted to shoot. You think this is interesting to anybody in their 20s? I don't know why. All of a sudden, I'm concerned.
Hello, Alfie.
I like behind the scenes stuff.
See, I think so too.
You saw Jaws?
Yes.
Okay, and you're how old?
28.
Find any of this interesting?
Yeah.
Tell me the truth, because if the ratings suck, I'm holding you responsible and you're fired.
Oh, I hate it.
Then you're going off the cliff. In a homemade airplane. Mm-hmm. End of story. All right, we got to drop it. Alfie hates it.
I don't actually hate it.
Did you know that about the shark?
Yes, I did.
Which makes sense. You're a film buff. Did you know that the movie was $10 million over budget?
No, I did not.
And they were threatening to shut down production practically every day.
No.
It had like a, I want to say 3 month, maybe 2 month, 75 days shooting schedule. Ends up being 6 months every day. They're threatening Spielberg.
And keeping in mind,
my shark, don't worry. Hey, that ain't none of my concern.
Right.
I'm Universal. We give you $4 million, all of a sudden you waste it on a toy shark that don't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's all on you, Slick.
And you have to keep in mind, obviously, that Spielberg at the time is not the Spielberg that we know. This is the movie that pretty much, you know, really solidified.
Yeah, I don't know what he did before Jaws, but I know he was 27 when he shot Jaws. Think about what we were all doing, what anybody was doing at 27. Think about what Kenzie's going to be doing when she's 27. I'm getting new tattoos. And they're going to say, "Suh." Spielberg is shooting, not knowing at the time, an iconic movie that's over budget every day. The Universal's going, "You get something to us or you're fired." Well, the shark, I don't care if it works or not.
How good of a salesperson was he? Once you reach, like, say, 8, you double?
Well, he also.
I think he just probably stopped answering the phone.
I know he had the help of one of the.
I'm sorry I did that.
You're fine. I think he had help of one of the producers or executive producers that was trying to take some of the heat as well.
Tell him I'm not in.
Yeah. Here, you talked to him today.
I'm out in Martha's Vineyards. And that was another thing. They wanted him to shoot in a big tank in Hollywood. Because now you can't replicate the waves. It's not going to look real. And if it doesn't look real, the audience isn't going to buy it. Then he realizes the shark don't work. If the shark don't work, they're not going to buy it anyway. Doesn't matter if we're shooting out in the ocean. And then the orca that the three of them are on in the movie,
mm-hmm.
that really sinks. Why are you looking at Alfie?
He didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
I give you something to look on his face.
They had screwed a big bolt into the side of it so they could pull it with a motorboat. So when the shark supposedly hits the boat, they yank it. So it's a massive thrust. They pull one of the planks off and it sinks.
There really is. They could have made a slapstick movie based on behind-the-scenes Jaws, and that would have been successful. Like, really? You sunk the boat? It's kind of important.
We only had two. We give you $4 million. You buy a shark that doesn't work. You buy two stupid boats and name it Orca, and then you sink one of them. What the f*** else? Who'd you get to play Clint? Harvey Korman? My point is, regardless of the blockbuster, almost every movie had to struggle. All the big movies struggled to get made. And you got Joey, Matt LeBlanc, running around going, hey, I'm going to be in a movie with a chimp that plays third base.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any other big stinkers.
I'm trying to see how much money it made, but it looks like it made...
Jaws or Ed?
Ed. Ed, according to this, Ed made six... I'll round up to $6.3 million.
What was the budget?
I don't even see the budget.
The budget's important.
I know, but it's... I'm not...
Because it might have been, you know, one of those things of, all right, we're going to get an independent company to make this. No, that's good for you, Matt. Don't worry about it. Because then you don't have as many people to answer to. Well, yeah, because they can't afford them. What's the budget? Don't worry about it. It's five figures. So that's like millions? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Five figures? It's still millions. We're not going to pay the monkey anything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was trying to think when you were mentioning, you know, movies that you know you are going to tank.
I was stalling, so see if you could find the budget.
No, I know.
Because that's always funny to me. It's like with McHale's Navy. We spent $35 million. How much we'd make? $33.
And that's...
We'll do better next time.
And they're praying for the overseas gross.
I got nothing else, Dan. I just know when Jaws came out. In fact, I'm not sure. I think it premiered at the Medallion Theater in Dallas.
Really?
I'm almost positive. I've heard Spielberg mention that a couple of times. And he was afraid to watch the movie with the audience. So he stood back at the very end of the aisle behind the curtains. So if it was a bad reaction, he could just back up and go to the candy section. And he said the first time the audience screamed, he goes, I sat down. That woman is going to drown there at the beginning. They're yanking her back and forth, and she goes under. And then they scream. He goes, I found a good seat. It's almost like he wanted to start taking her out. I drowned that bitch.
Start sashaying down the aisle.
And as the credits roll, and at the end where it shows up, directed by, he stands up. That's me! I did it.
I'm going to make $450 million off this movie. They gave me four. And a lazy shark. Okay. What? Full circle?
That's good, full circle.
All right. Last break?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
657, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. And the check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by BMW Value Service. Starting off in Dallas, southbound I-35. Right at Continental, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Wycliffe. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Knox Henderson. Still got the debris blocking the right lane there. Traffic's backed up back from the High 5. Moving into Richardson, southbound 75 at Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Arapahoe. In Grapevine, southbound 121, just before Grapevine Mills, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic's unwinding back from Business 121. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at McCart. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That one has you backed up back from Granbury Road. Hit up the Eagles Facebook page for up-to-date info on upcoming contests, concerts, and station events. You can find us at facebook.com/971TheEagle. Or if that's too complicated, just go to KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sprint. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the low, sunny, 98 for the high. Tomorrow, right now, 95 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I was looking at one of those tabloid stories that you see at the side of real news stories. You know, 10 foods or 10 things you should throw away right now. 10 things you should buy.
Yeah.
This one was celebrities you didn't know that were in touch with the IRS. And one of them I thought was dead. I saw a story. I was watching documentaries over the weekend. The chick that played Ben Stiller's girlfriend in Meet the Parents.
Terry Polo?
I read someplace she was dead. Died from pneumonia. That was another one of those stories I clicked on. Celebrities that died from pneumonia.
Okay.
And most of them were old. Whoever this chick was, it cited. You loved her in Meet the Parents. And I see on the news today that she owes, I don't know how many millions in back taxes. I'm like, okay, either she faked her death, pulling Andy Kaufman,
mm-hmm.
or really the IRS is full of holes if they're still going after a dead chick. So I don't think she's dead.
I think she's alive. But you're right. I mean, if you're going to try to get away from the IRS, that's one way to go.
It didn't work for Wesley Snipes.
No, it did not.
Man, I made that money out of the country. And we don't really care. Well, you got Burger King that's buying that place in Canada. They're going to decrease their tax burden. Yeah, we don't care. You lived here. You made money someplace else. That's still ours. You go to prison. By the way, we're going to... Want about $250,000. Then can I go? No.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Well, why can't...
You can go with us.
Well, I got to pay it if I'm still going to prison. Depends on how long you want to stay in. You Wesley Snipes. You hot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're going to charge to have anal sex, I believe I'd give it to us.
Yeah, it's actually Chris Tucker, comedian.
That's the same story. I saw it. Chris Tucker was the... main part of the story, mm-hmm. and then side celebrities of that chick. I forgot who else had tax problems or died from pneumonia.
Yeah. Yeah. Comedian Chris Tucker's multi-million-dollar tax bill. Obviously, it's not very funny, but he reached a deal with the IRS to settle it. That's according to his representative. The federal tax collector placed a $2.5 million lien against Tucker in Georgia last week, but it was just a technical requirement before a settlement could become official, according to Tucker's rep.
What's he owe? So $2.5 million?
That's what it seemed to be. A $2.5 million lien, yeah. I don't know if that was the most of it or if there was... Oh, here it is. Tucker owed $14 million to the IRS, even though that was reported by TMZ and his representatives said that that was inaccurate.
I don't know how that... Yeah, they can dispute anything. Because I don't think the IRS is going to turn over records to TMZ.
No. And the representative...
How much does Chris Tucker owe? I don't know.
Chris Tucker's rep also said the current lien filing by the IRS was the result of an audit that lasted for 4 years, which stemmed from poor accounting and business management. And you mentioned just a couple names already, the Terry Polo chick, Wesley Snipes, Chris Tucker, and there's even more.
There was a story on CNN that went along with this where... It wasn't part of the actual text,
mm-hmm.
but you could click on different pictures and it would show you different people that owed money. Went back a few years, pointed to Willie Nelson,
yep.
and different celebrities. And it always goes back to, well, it was poor management. I had, you know, a shady accountant. Well, then just stop making all the, who was the chick that was, chick was in Playboy, black chick, Desperate Housewives, Vanessa. Anybody.
Williams.
Thank you. I forget what she owes, like $400,000. When ABC paid you, don't they take taxes out?
See, these are things I've always wondered as well, because you hear this with athletes a lot. that they'll have some business manager, and next thing you know, they're broke. Yet they've made $100 million throughout their career. And it's not all just from buying cars and houses. But at a certain point, you think, okay, some of this stuff should be basic. It's still money in, money out, and you still...
Well, I gave it to my business manager, my accountant.
Well, who is that? Your second cousin on your mama's side?
Well...
Why you ask?
I'm just wondering, is this person truly qualified to do this?
How would I know? I'm just Larry the Cable Guy. I pay my taxes. Yeah. I give it 1040Z.
Easy.
Okay. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you no more.
We think it was a little more complicated than just a 1040EZ.
Not really.
It's the actually...
Zombies did my taxes.
This is actually... zombie tax. Can I deduct this? Okay.
It's really simplistic. In fact, I've almost been tempted just go to and file with the 1040EZ.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't deduct that many things.
Right. And you
well, whatever the standard deduction is for you.
Right.
I don't know, even know what that is. What else? Interest you pay on your mortgage.
Yeah.
And something else. I forget what.
There's medical costs sometimes.
Actually, I think those are the only two deductions. I don't have anything else. Mortgage, tax, deduction.
Okay.
And my own personal deduction for me. There's nothing else. I don't know why I'm paying an accountant, no offense, Mark, why I'm paying somebody to do it when I'm not really deducting anything.
Just so it's a convenience, so you don't have to.
The great thing is, I know if I ever get audited, I'm leaving with a Lamborghini.
Well,
I know.
What
can we do to make this right since we audited you and we owe you money? You give me something Terry Dorsey hot. Something exotic, like a Maserati. That's why I've never been afraid of IRS audits, because I don't deduct really anything.
And that's where I think some of the things that get some of these celebrities in trouble is they don't do their own taxes. They're not familiar with some of these things. They let someone else handle it, and someone else is handling it. If they're not siphoning some of the money for themselves, they're coming up with these random ways that gets the star audited.
You need to have some type of tax shelter. You can't make all this, especially if it's a celebrity that went from being in B-movies to... Now, you're the star, like mm-hmm. Chris Tucker. It was really a supporting actor, like in the Fifth right. Element, whatever.
Fifth Element, oh, yeah, yeah.
That. Then he's starring in Rush Hour. So I'm sure there was a big jump. You got somebody telling him, hey, we got to put this money someplace. You need a tax shelter. Something that will protect you. You may lose money, but it's someplace that's safe from the IRS. Put it in the fan or... CBS or something like that.
Wow.
That's good tax shelter. That's where I go to hide my money. Nobody would ever look at 105.3 The Fan and go, oh, well, they're making money. Let's check there.
Damn. And for those of us that are the regular folk, because I think Chris Tucker for Rush Hour 2, he made millions. Let's say he just made $10 million. That's where everyone used to think of, man, if I just got the $10 million from Publishers Clearing House, I'd be set. Because I can invest it, buy a house, nothing crazy, just a nice house, invest the rest, and just live off the interest. But that's for us normal folk. We could see doing that and be, hey, I'm fine with that one windfall.
Well, that's what I would do if I won $10 million. I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm on the outside of the tracks.
No. What I'm saying is that's what I don't understand about the celebrities. When they get that, they finally get that
Because they
big
don't
movie.
Think it's ever going to end.
Exactly.
Every day, I think it's going to end, especially after today, where you don't know if your access card's going to work. You have one hit movie. All I had to do was scream at this ugly Chinese guy. Do you understand the words? All I had to do that. Sing war. Stand outside my car.
Mm-hmm. And tell him, don't you ever touch a black man's radio.
Man, don't ever touch a black man's radio.
And then you have to ask that one very important question.
Hang on. Do you understand the words?
No.
Oh, what is this? What does that mean? I'm out. Alfie?
I can't say it, though.
You can say it.
Well, you're going to have to tell me.
I just mouthed it.
I can't read your lips. Let me turn the mics off.
Mm.
Oh.
You can say that.
I wanted you to say it. You say it.
Well, I don't know. I think Alfie's thinking something else.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the what's up one.
The what?
Oh, when Jackie Chan goes, what's up, my n***? Say to me, I said, what's up, my n***? And he said it so happy. Mm-hmm. The one Dan's talking about is, all right, which one of you bitches kicked me?
Because now when I hear that line, I think of you.
Why?
Because you've said it a bunch. Oh. Which one of y'all kicked me?
With that dumbfounded look.
Yeah.
All right. Which one of y'all kicked me?
ready to throw it down.
But I'm sure that's what's going on in their mind is, well, I had this hit movie. Why would it ever stop?
Yeah, but these offers are going to keep just pouring in. It's going to be like Julia Roberts. Every movie you make, you get $20 million. Can't stop.
And then finally you end up doing Sharknado and you go, okay, I guess this one's come to an end. And I did a movie called Sharknado.
Yeah, but that's the best thing that happened to the Ian Ziering, though. Because
what would they call it if it was a black shark? That's a whole new 70s blaxploitation movie. I'll turn the mics off set.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you better get some back-end points on that one. But I tell you what, the guys in the graphics department are excited.
I've never understood how you can have that much money. I don't care if you grew up in poverty and lose everything. MC Hammer, to me, his wasn't really, it was a big deal for him, but he was giving a lot of his money away. So mm-hmm. He spent a lot of it on himself, but he was giving away to friends, family, whatever.
The hangers-on.
And then finally he sees himself, oh, I got to do this commercial for Taco Bell or I'm jumping out a window and my parachute pants saved my life.
Everyone accused him of selling out. Like, no, the man's just trying to pay the rent.
Oh, you wouldn't call me a sellout when I give you all my money. Now I got to jump out a window and save myself and my parachute pants and I'm a sellout. Don't you f*** your mama. Mm-hmm. But somebody like Vanessa Williams
mm-hmm.
made all that money from ABC. Do they really not take taxes out?
They would have to, don't they?
If you don't work for ABC, if you're just a contract person, you just get a flat fee and you give it to your account and go, hey, make sure I pay my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
ABC just send you a 1099.
Yeah, ABC will 1099 at the end of the year. And the rest of it's up to you. That seems like that's what a big portion of it is. How could you make that much money and forget to pay your taxes? You know, as soon as you start making six or seven figures, the IRS is going to want almost all of it. And how many reminders do you need? All you need to do is watch the news and see Wesley Snipes getting out of prison, being ecstatic about doing Expendables 3.
Yeah. It's too bad because no one seemed excited to go actually watch it.
My big comeback, I didn't make enough money to pay anybody off. All right. What else we got?
I've also got...
Did you pull any audio today? I forgot to ask.
I did.
If you're not excited about it, don't worry about it.
Nah, I had a Kanye West rant, but eh.
All right, good.
I'm more excited about this. Researchers are tripping senior citizens on purpose. For real. The experiment...
What are they doing? They clocking them? How long it takes to fall?
Kind of.
How many bones break?
They're trying to train them.
And get used to tripping?
Yes.
Man, that...
The experiment is among techniques being studied to prevent falls, the leading cause of injury in older adults. Falls in the elderly cost $30 billion annually to treat and can send them spiraling into poor health. Conventional efforts to prevent falls include exercises to boost strength and balance, but researchers are trying a completely different approach.
Why are you doing this with seniors? Well, we tried testing on monkeys, but they always beat us. Something about dogs and monkeys. Mm. You can't trip them. Old people? All you got to do is tell them Matlock was canceled and they fall down.
It's based on promising preliminary results with a lab-built walkway that causes people to unexpectedly trip. As if stepping on a banana peel. Now the same scientists are testing a similar approach.
You know what? This actually, as retarded as it sounds, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a month or so ago, and I've slipped, I don't know how many times in my house, because dogs will piss on the floor, and if I hit the travertine, I'm out.
Yeah.
I hit it about a month or so ago. Dog piss, middle of the night. I'm walking from the couch to the bedroom, so I'm not really cognizant. Mm-hmm. I hit a puddle of water, and I feel my foot going. I'm like, I'm dicked. But because I've fallen so many times, on my way down, I roll up into a ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when it gets to my butt, I just kind of roll back and forth, and I'm safe.
That's exactly what this is.
And had I not fallen a whole lot of other different times, I would have known how to handle it. I just knew as soon as I hit it, this is going to be bad. What do you do? You doodle bug it.
Yeah, the same scientists are testing a similar approach with computerized treadmills. If it works, they envision specially designed treadmills in doctor's offices, clinics, and physical therapy centers for training people how to avoid falling.
Well, you're going to test on them next. How to keep from pissing in their pants. We're going to tickle them and go, hold it. I'm sorry, what?
No, yeah, you're good. Clive Pye, a physical therapy professor leading the research, said his research is focusing on building subconscious learning, and evidence so far shows it can happen surprisingly fast.
Slipping?
Well, the training. He says this is all implicit learning. We don't give any instruction. They don't have to be motivated. They're naturally motivated because they don't want to be on the floor.
So, well, but it's going to be a padded floor.
Yeah, but...
So there's going to be no pain. There really has to be pain. Pain is what instructs and motivates. That's the only reason I figured out as I'm falling, after all the times I've fallen in my house, I'm going down. All right, what's the best way to handle this? My left foot's going.
Right.
I'm jacked. There is no recovering from this.
Mm-hmm.
Doodle butt, bug it. Roll up, and then just kind of rock back and forth on the floor, and then jump up and go, ha-ha! I'll turn on the damn lights.
Maybe that's a tip you need to give to these researchers. That needs to be some sort of extra element added to their training.
I don't think you have to, because they said they pick it up pretty quick.
Yeah.
We've tripped two or three times. They realize, hey, step around the foot.
Now, Pi has a $1 million five-year grant from the National Institute on Aging to study and develop the treadmill system, and plans to enroll 300 participants within the next 5 years.
They gave you how much? They gave us $1.5 million. Do what? We trip old motherfuckers. And then we tickle them to keep them from pissing.
It's groundbreaking.
We gave Dan O'Malley $200,000. Come in and count they ribs.
Mm-hmm. I've never counted so feverishly. The scientists demonstrated the technique recently in Pi's lab with 81-year-old Mary Kay, who had participated in preliminary walkway research before. Graduate students taped little sensors to her arms and legs, allow her movements to be tracked and analyzed. Then she was hooked up to a harness attached to an overhead cable to help her remain upright if needed.
Again, there's no pain involved with this. There's really no risk, so I don't know how you learn from it.
I know, but it's just
falling and busting your head or twisting an ankle like I've done and
right.
Having it swell up four or five times the size. That makes you learn.
But they're trying to be safe, even though it's comically just to think of. They're
well,
hoisting old
people. Well,
they
tested on geriatric monkeys. You try it with monkeys?
Yeah.
Even the old ones tricked us. And then they threw shit at us.
First, she used the walkway, striding several paces before a student clicked the computer mouse to make a sliding walkway section move suddenly under her feet. She stumbled slightly, but kept her balance.
Because she's strapped to a harness, and she knows something's coming. I'm sure they didn't just sign up a bunch of old people and went, hey, you gonna make $85? We need to test something out. You got to walk down this walkway. Well, what's going to happen? None of your business. You get $85? None. Don't take it. Keep eating old Roy, the guy in your room. I mean, if you know the trip is coming, mentally you're already prepared for it.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the night where you're groggy. You don't have no clue, even though I should always be prepared. Walking through the formal entry in my house is like, you know, Vietnam. Mm-hmm. There are all these liquid landmines just waiting for me to hit them. I fall, bust my ass. Now I got it down. And you've got truly a nanosecond as you're falling. What I do? I don't know. Well, you better figure it out.
So do you say it out loud or just inside of your head?
There's not enough time to say it out loud.
Yeah, but
on your way down, you're going, figure something out. I don't know what to do. You grown man, you better figure this one out. Because if you don't, this one could be bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but afterwards, when you realize you did something and you protected yourself, and you go, aha, that's out loud, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to tell the whole house.
You jump up, do the, I just finished, I was a flying Walinda, jump up, do a little stand, and go, nah, turn on the damn lights, Monty. It really is kind of a freeing moment.
Mm-hmm. When you fall good?
Because now I'm ready for the dogs.
So I'm wondering if you can get to the point where instead of just doing the doodle thing, you actually catch yourself before falling, period.
Can't. There is no catching yourself. Once your foot is gone, I don't. If there's nothing to grab, you're completely out. It is just a helpless feeling.
I'm just hoping.
Then you have to come up with something on the fly. What I do? Well, just spring in the air. You're not really Batman. Oh, yeah.
And these are the thoughts you have on your way down.
Amazingly, you have plenty of time.
If I just had the utility belt, I could save myself.
And then one of the dogs would go, where does he get those fantastic toys?
It's the beagle.
That man needs an enema. Dude, it's 7:20. I've milked this for all I can.
Okay.
Is that the end of the story?
Yes.
They're tripping old people. How much? And they got a $1.5 million.
Yep. Seven figures. To knock down old people.
To train them how to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times did they say, once they go down the walkway and they fall, that they actually get a handle on it?
Well, according to preliminary research, they found that 24 similar trips, falling down, is in just one walkway session taught older adults to learn to catch themselves and reduce their chances of falling outside the lab during everyday living by 50%.
Well, you can only catch yourself if you still got some type of muscle strength and enough calcium in your bones.
Because mm-hmm.
if you put your hands down to catch yourself, you ain't got no calcium.
And what if some of them have Alzheimer's?
Well, then you don't have to tell them. But you're right. How many times do we have to train you to fall? What?
Who are you?
You've been in this study for 2 years. Where's my pudding?
Yeah, I could see that getting heated.
Mm-hmm. Angry old people. Why do we let an Alzheimer's person in here with our study? Now I effed everything up.
And they have to include it.
You're also the one that failed the test.
The what test?
When O'Malley tickled you, not only did you piss, but you also your pants.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I'm going to need more money.
All right, give me something with a punchline.
St. Louis Rams rookie defensive lineman Ethan Westbrooks made the final 53-man roster on Saturday, and he has a remarkable story. In 2011, he was working at a Toys R Us and playing for Sacramento City College. 3 years later, he's in the NFL, and according to him, an unlikely motivational tool is part of the reason for his success. That tool? A face tattoo. He told ESPN that he got a tattoo below his eye in 2011 because he never wanted to get a normal job again. Making it in the NFL would be the only way to prevent him from becoming a guy that has a tattoo on his face looking for another job. And it worked.
That was his really?
That was part of it.
All right, so I'm going to have to be the best football player I know. Because otherwise, you don't know when an injury is going to come along, what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you got a tattoo. What did he get tattooed on his face?
Tattoo reads, laugh now, cry later.
Okay, not offensive. But first of all, underneath his eye, that's going to be painful.
Yeah.
Why not get it on your forehead?
It's going to be less painful.
Oh, okay.
The rest of it is what are you going to do when you show up? Oh, I want to be a commentator on ABC or CBS. Well, you got a tattoo.
Oh, they can cover that up with makeup, though.
It's still not really a good incentive.
No. Especially, it's in a sport like football, no. Now, if it was, say, basketball, baseball, something where you get more of a guaranteed contract.
It's not good with any occupation.
Well, no, but it's also going to hurt chances with endorsement opportunities if you turn out to be phenomenal.
Damn. Should have got Nike or Adidas tattooed on there.
That'd have been smarter.
Or Wheaties. Or even Zonkers. Screaming Yellow Zonkers. Nutter Butters. Sanka.
Sanka.
Anything that pays money.
Man, I'm going to get this tattoo on my right eye. Chock full of nuts.
Man, I should have checked their financial status before I got Andy Granatelli's Tune-Up Masters tattooed on my arm. At a radio, that's certainly not going to be any type of motivational factor.
Mm-mm.
Either you're doing a good job because you want to, or you don't. Corporations going to have, they have no care. You get something tattooed on your head. That's, what did his say?
Laugh now, cry later.
Yeah. Ours would say laugh now because you're going to be automated later. You're going to be working with Cindy Skull.
Mm-hmm. My friend.
Still no punchline. It's 7:25.
It doesn't sound like Joan Rivers' condition improved over the weekend. A so-called...
Best I got.
I'll take it.
She's on life support.
Yeah. A so-called source close to the family.
I really don't, but music's funny.
I'm fine with that. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.com.
My Joan Rivers impersonation.
This is good. FM.
You see it, Clo?
Yeah. Other show websites. DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. For all things, 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. Nikki Six is up next.
All right. Sorry.
The Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.